to say, though, it's absolutely huge, this cup, and it weighs an absolute ton. I was thinking of taking it home, but I think it'll weigh me down on the way home. A pleasure to speak to you. What was your name again? Oh, yeah, I remember. Dr. Linda Shaw. Thank you so much for joining us. A psychologist there talking about memory. That's a little bit of fun. After all the doom-laden, depressing strikes and goodness knows all the misery that's been talking about, and not on the show just today, but pretty much the whole of 2016. Thank you very much to her. Talking of doom-laden death and destruction, John Holmes is here.
Hi there.
Are you in a Christmas cardigan?
No, this is a gateway cardigan. It transitions between the regular year and the weeks coming up to Christmas, in that it's not, like yours, festooned with frivolity.
I have a sunglass-wearing, scarf-wearing penguin on skis with a pom-pom over my left boob.
But you're also wearing a jumper. So... but mine, as you see, is just sort of winter. It's seasonal. But it's not stupid.
It's grey with some white snowflake. We were talking earlier with Paul Ross. We're going on the Julia Hartley Brewer Show team. Yeah. Talk radio Christmas lunch. And my producer Mark has got a Christmas jumper, which is black and has a picture of Darth Vader on. And he claims it's also got snowflakes. I am your father, it says. Yeah. I don't think it's quite
got it. It's in the style of a Christmas jumper.
But I'm thinking your Christmas cardigan. Mm. I know you like a cardi. I think it's kind of like grooming itself to be a Christmas jumper at some point.
I'm not sure that's appropriate.
No, but that's why I'd say it anyway.
Okay.
Talking of things that are not appropriate, what's happening on your show between 1 and 4?
I've forgotten.
Right. That's what's coming up. No, you're not going to get to say now. This is Talk Radio. I'm back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. John Holmes will be with you. Usual nonsense after 1. Do stay tuned. This is Talk Radio.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
When do we get paid?
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In December, get a 15-litre tub of Leyland Super Latex Matte Emulsion for an amazing £16.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required, who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
It's only a few drops of rain. Bit of water on the road. You're only doing 70. It's only a car braking in front. It's only a skid. It's only across one lane. It's only a family. And their kids in the back.
When it rains, it kills. Last year, 2,918 people were killed or seriously injured when driving in the rain. Slow down. Highways England.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension. And most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell, one of America's largest divorce law firms now in the UK, is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, hello, it's 1 o'clock. Goodness me, hello, it's Tuesday, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria, she's back, she's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, rail chaos claims Syrians being shot dead and TalkTalk hacker is sentenced.
Talk Radio.
The Transport Secretary has called on striking train staff to get back to work as 500,000 people are experiencing the worst rail disruption in more than two decades. Unions are taking 3 days of industrial action in the long-running dispute over driver-only trains. Tosh McDonald is the president of the ASLEF Union.
It's years ago since we've had a strike on a passenger company. Years. And it's not something we do lightly. And this is something that's come from our members. Our members are sick of being put in what they believe is an unsafe position.
The United Nations is warning there's been a meltdown of humanity in Aleppo. It claims Syrian forces are killing dozens of civilians. The government has recaptured much of the city from rebel groups, while residents have been posting appeals for help and goodbye messages online. MP John Woodcock, the vice chair of the all-party Friends of Syria group, has been speaking to Talk Radio.
It's truly devastating to see the scale of the carnage which is happening, but the death, the deliberate executions. I'm at something of a loss today, given we have been pushing for so long for action to be taken, despite the failure, as people rightly say, to have acted earlier to head this off.
A judge has warned a 17-year-old who admitted hacking offences linked to a TalkTalk data breach to use his IT skills legally in future. The teenager has been given a 12-month rehabilitation order and had his mobile and hard drive confiscated. Facebook is looking for a head of news after concerns were raised that it's not dealing properly with so-called fake news on the site. The applicant must have more than 20 years' experience, a requirement that means that those applying must have started their career when Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg was just 13. And a tiny deer with a body the size of a Christmas bauble has been born in the UK. Why are you laughing?
Seven.
She's the first Philippine mouse deer to be born in the country, and the species is endangered. The fawn weighs just 430 grams.
Is its body the head the size of a bauble, but its head's the size of a normal deer? Because that'd be hilarious to watch.
No, I don't. Think I mean, you were
knowledgeable about its body, but I wonder about
its
head.
It's so small.
Yeah, but its head.
Head's going to be.
No, you don't. Do you know that for a fact? No.
No.
You see that you that could be a weird. Why don't you go for that head of news job?
Maybe I should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you think it's in America?
No. You probably work from home or something.
Well, I'd quite like to go there.
All right.
Never been.
Okay. Why don't you apply?
I don't have 20 years experience. I'm not that old.
Just lie.
I'm not going to lie. Because they'll be like, oh, you've been working in news since you were 8. And I'd be like,
yeah, because I'm really like good at it and stuff.
I've been into it for a while.
That, it explains, if it's when you're 8, it explains why it's still like you're learning to read.
Away.
Okay. Here's Ben now.
No.
Welcome back, by the way.
No. Oh. I've got to do weather.
Have you done weather?
Yeah.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Cloudy.
He's got the weather, Cornelius.
Yeah. Good. I just had to run in to say don't forget the weather, everyone.
Okay, thanks, Cornelius. You're really useful, as always. Cloudy, damp and mild for most places, apart from the far north of Scotland, where it's sunny. Highs are 12 degrees.
Don't forget the sport.
Now here's a pre-recorded sport with Ben Fletcher.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Ahead of his side's trip to Middlesbrough in the Premier League tomorrow evening, Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp's battle of wits with the Neville brothers is under the spotlight. Former Liverpool striker and Football League manager Dean Saunders told TalkSport both sides have valid points regarding the criticism of goalkeeper Loris Karius, but the Reds boss wants to tread carefully.
I think Klopp was right, sticking up for his goalkeeper, because my players are my players, and I don't like any of them getting criticised. But I think where Klopp's probably wrong is he's got too personal with Gary Neville talking about his Valencia job, because one day he's going to get sacked by Liverpool and he'll be on the TV.
On to tonight's Premier League action. Arsenal will go top of the table with a win at Everton. Champions Leicester, after beating Manchester City on Saturday, travel to Bournemouth. Finally, cricket. It's been announced England and Australia will meet in a day-night test
Come
for
on,
the
Ben.
First time next
Come
year.
Come on, Ben.
It had been widely expected they'd play one during the 2017-18 Ashes series down under. It's been confirmed that Adelaide will host the match in December next year. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much. That was Ben there with the pre-recorded sport. Adelaide's my favourite character from Guys and Dolls. And now, look, there's a programme happening. I can see it. Unlike Southern Trains, heading down the tracks.
Talk Radio.
Ah, the Great British Roast. Where mobiles are set aside, the TV goes off, the family comes together, and everything stops. For the perfect roast, only Bisto Best Gravy will do. Made with real meat juices for that authentic, rich, roasted flavour. Ah,
Bisto.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. Hello, I am...
Someone called D.
Sunstreaker. If you could train him to urinate on Cornelius. I am the owner, operator of your chihuahua as you talk. Emergencies are very negative.
Well, that's one of the good things about them.
And if he doesn't, I will.
Now, as every child will know...
It's production.
We're working on a project to look at how we can use robots to help us fix...
The Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Dinosaur-killing asteroids.
A rainbow that just looks like a colourful cloud. And you are most welcome to it.
I'm a bit of a calamity, yeah, I know.
Yeah. We have no idea. Hello, Izzy.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Great to be tuning in.
Hi, Izzy. Hi. Hi.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Hi.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
This is the night mail crossing the border, bringing the cheque and the postal order. Letters for the rich, letters for the poor, the shop at the corner, the girl next door. Pulling up BTOC, a steady climb, the gradient's against her, she's still on time. Past cotton grass and moorland border, shoveling white steam over her shoulder, snorting noisily as she passes silent miles of wind-bent grasses. Birds turn their heads as she approaches, stare from the bushes at blank-faced coaches, sleep sheepdogs. They cannot turn her course, they slumber on pause. Across in the farm she passes, no one wakes, but a jug in the bedroom it gently shakes. Dawn freshens, the climb is done. Down towards Glasgow she descends, towards the steam tugs yelping down the glade of cranes, towards the fields of apparatus, the furnaces set on dark plain like gigantic chessmen. All Scotland waits for her. Letters of thanks, letters from banks, letters of joy from the girl and the boy, receipted bills and invitations, inspecting new stock or visiting relations, applications for situations and timid lovers' declaration. Yes, that's right, it's the poet W.H. Auden there with Night Mail, neatly encapsulating in poetry form the two essential services that are decided to strike in the run-up for Christmas. He managed to nail that pretty much head-on there, didn't he? It's good that that covers the news in many ways, but for me, W.H. Auden, the work of W.H. Auden lacks the brevity of a haiku. It's not the news in haikus he did it. But he was way ahead of his time, to be honest with you, nailing the postal strike and the train strike there in his 1936 poem Night Mail. But that's not the news in haikus, it's the news in a 1936 verse commentary, and that doesn't even rhyme, does it? So actually, what the hell sort of poet is W.H. Auden? I think that's... What a loser with his long-winded, iambic coverage of the big story. If you're listening, W.H. Auden, I'll keep doing so, even though you're dead. And you could probably learn a thing or two. And that's because, as usual, within the next 3 hours, here on Talk Radio in the Afternoons, where, hello, I am John Holmes, between 1 and 4, we will be tackling the day's big stories, as we usually do, through the medium of Japanese poetry. That's coming up. It is the news in haikus, and the only reason they don't do it on Newsnight is because they haven't thought of it. Also on the way this afternoon, headline hijack. As with the furore over so-called fake news still raging in the papers, with people condemning the very notion of it on all sides, I say hello to you. Here's where we positively embrace the fake news and encourage you to make it up. The plan is for you to get it into the 2 p.m. bulletin. But hey, if it also alters the outcome of an election, well done you. Your chance to fib, fabricate and fake your way into Victoria's mouth. Here it is.
Yeah, here it is.
There it is. That is Headline Hijack. She will speak your fakery as fact at 2 o'clock. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with a word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We're going to meet a lonely luncher as well. As inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, be they... And as it's getting towards Christmas, of course, a time when no one should be alone, even for an hour of work, allow us to pull you through it. We're very much like the Samaritans, except without the training or skill. Ah, but hang on. when you call the Samaritans, do they give you a souvenir gift prize of your time with them? Do they? No, they do not. No, they don't at all. Do they give you a talk radio mug, the Samaritans? No, they do not do that either. Not even a Samaritan's mug, so we are better than them. If you are lunching alone, the data indicates that between 1 and 2 is lunch. If you are lunching alone, we'll talk to you in about 45 minutes time. Not even that, half an hour, really. Just to help make your lunchtime fewer lonely. There's an email address to get in touch, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. There's work experience punditry as well. Who's doing it today, Cornelius? Is it Tory?
Tory, yeah.
Tory. Is it a Tory?
No.
Do we have to have other people for balance, like a Labour?
No.
All right. Tory is coming in to play new music at us until we tell her to stop. There's the big debate in three. We will be out on the streets ramming microphones upside the faces of strangers. People largely interrogated us to find out what they think. What are we asking them today? Today, do they think... All right, we don't know. Fine.
Acorns.
Yeah.
Or...
Reindeers.
No.
Oh.
Not at all. Why would it be acorns or reindeers? It's acorns or fried eggs.
Oh, obviously. There's the diversity paper review as well today. Well, it's going to be a Spanish. You know, we're embracing Europe. A Spanish will be going through them. That's the diversity it is. And we'll give away some meat in a run-up to the Christmas game of band or name of one of Santa's elves. Your prize, should you wish to take part, consists of your choice of chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday!
Or a Christmas pudding.
No, next week.
Christmas pudding, not turkey. Christmas pudding.
Fine.
Because it's Christmas!
Because Christmas.
Christmas.
It's Christmas!
Yeah, that's what it Christmas should... pudding. Turkeys next week. Or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because they're not ready.
Because it's Christmas.
No. Oh. And we will be bringing you hot guest action. As Olivier Award-winning Showstoppers star and comedian Pippa Evans will be joining us to plug something or other that she's flogging, just like all the other guests at this wonderful time of the year. Ginger Dave not producing today. He was supposed to be here, but we learn he's been sick because he's eaten too many students. Asprod Cass, however, is ill but has still struggled in. She's through the glass. She's through the...
miserable window.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Honestly, she's like a Christmas sprout in that no one likes her. And she smells of farts. Marta's on the buttons. Hello, Marta.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Victoria's all over the news like a rash.
Yeah.
Paid intern Cornelius, now to get us all feeling Christmassy.
Okay.
Is now going to sing the 12 Days of Christmas, but where it's all maids are milking, an act which got him thrown out of a pub at the weekend.
Yeah. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 maids are milking, 11 maids are milking, 10 maids are milking, 9 maids are milking, 7 maids are milking. 8 maids are milking, 6 maids are milking, 5 maids are milking, 4 maids are milking, 3 maids are milking, 2 maids are milking, and a maid milking in a pear tree.
That got him thrown out of a pub at the weekend. Right, it's Christmas time. It's coming up to it anyway, isn't it? And we need some big song to get us into today's big story.
Faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line, and it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time. Home for Christmas.
Sir Chris Rea.
Driving home for Christmas.
He's top to toe in taillights.
Driving home for Christmas.
When I take a look at the person in the studio next to me.
A thousand memories.
He's not the same.
What?
What? You're not the same.
I'm not top to toe in taillights.
Next to me. He's not the same. Anyway, today's big story, of course, links to this song, which we play by way of production. He's not the same. Play by way of production colour. But what could today's big story possibly be? Cornelius, would you like to have a guess at it?
Yeah.
Play along at home. Go on then. Put your hand up if you've got a question. Cornelius, you've got your hand up.
Yeah, is it to do with Christmas? Big old Christmas story. Woo! Is it?
Well, sort of, but another guess.
Driving home. People are driving home for Christmas. Are people going back to home for Christmas?
Well, kind of.
Is it the immigrants? Is it sending them home for Christmas, even though not all of them will celebrate it?
No.
No? Is it
racist?
How's that racist?
You are one.
How? What, an immigrant? Marta just whispered racist in my ear.
Well, that's because you are a racist.
Stick to buttons, Marta.
It's like she's playing Panto. So it's to do with today's big story, isn't it? Today's big story, what is
people,
it?
People driving... I know this one.
Go on,
I think
then.
I know it. It's people driving home or driving to work because of the Southern train strikes.
Exactly!
Yeah! Merry Christmas, everyone.
The commuter next to me is just the same. He's absolutely bloody livid. So that's what today's big story is. We need to talk to... we're going to be talking to Talk Radio's very own commuter reporter, angry strike reporter, Alex Dibble, who is, I believe, at Victoria Station. So we're going to be talking to him after the traffic and travel on Talk Radio in the afternoons, which is what you're listening to. I'm John Hibbs.
The 24/7 transmission system that isn't just for Christmas.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we could really use the support right now.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Santa does a cracking job this time of year. Making toys, flying the world, squeezing down chimneys, which does get trickier with each mince pie. But what about the grown-ups? It can't be more socks for Dad, can it? This Christmas with Renault, we're giving you £500 off the list price on a Renault Captur, Kadjar, new Clio and all-new Megane hatch until the 9th of January. So don't worry, Santa. We've got you covered. Book your test drive today. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. Register by 31st of March 2017. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Get even more from Selco Builders Warehouse with our great Christmas voucher promotion. On top of our massive stocks of trade products at great trade prices, you'll be full of Christmas cheer when you earn vouchers to spend on your Christmas shopping. For every £50 excluding VAT you spend, you'll receive coupons to exchange for shopping vouchers. So get straight down to Selco Builders Warehouse now and start earning vouchers to make your Christmas that bit more rewarding. Offer ends 18th of December.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Ho, ho, ho.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
A wise old elf once said,
"There is no perfect gift, only a gift perfect for someone."
Which is why, at Not on the High Street, we have gifts for gardeners, presents for perfectionists, and stocking-sized somethings for small children across the land. Find gifts lovingly made by our 5,000 partners, I mean elves, at notonthehighstreet.com. Magic is real.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £31 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's severe delays on the M6 in Lancashire with three of the four lanes closed northbound near Junction 32 for the Broughton interchange. That's for some resurfacing work following a vehicle fire. East of Leicester, the A47 Uppingham Road through Houghton on the Hill is blocked by an accident. That's around Deangate Drive. You can now refuel on the M1 North at Watford Gap Services. And a reminder of the problems on Southern services. There's no service at all across the whole Southern network today and probably Wednesday and Friday as well. I'm Joanna Adams.
Motorways are becoming smarter to help traffic flow smoother. Normally, if your car breaks
down,
you just pull over into the hard shoulder. But now the hard shoulder can become a driving lane, and you'll have to come off at the next services, exit, or emergency refuge area, which are every 1.5 miles. By using these areas, we'll all be doing our bit to keep traffic moving. Highways England, making motorways smarter. For more information, search for Smart Motorways online.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And on the next Full Set Breakfast, I'll be waving my magic wand, careful not to get anyone's eye out with it, and taking you off once again to Panto Land. We've shared with you a positive plethora of Panto stars on the next Full Set Breakfast. Only that winner of Britain's Got Talent himself, Jai McDowell, with me, Paul Ross, and your chance to have your say on the big burning issues of the day. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. Better call Paul on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, good it to you. And just ahead of talking about today's big story, some of your reactions have been coming in. Of course, the reaction line is, as you know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And now we need to take some of them that we've got. Cornelius, what's been coming in as a reaction?
Lots coming in. This is from Bruce. He says, John, I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. Thanks for that, Bruce. Oh, yep. He's also just said he's got a gun for hire, if anyone's interested. And Ed Sheeran's texted in a blue square.
Great, thank you. Now let's talk about today's big story.
No Change Town! Brighton!
No trains to Brighton. So there are strikes. Cometh the Christmas, cometh the strikers. The beleaguered commuters who use Southern Fail are told it's not even worth trying to travel. Although, to be honest, if you are using Southern, that's pretty much standard advice all year round. And now, of course, the Post Office has announced it's going on strike as well, and that could affect your Christmas post. Could affect your Christmas almost as much as last year's Elves strike. And, of course, they went on strike over paying conditions and the fact that Father Christmas wanted to streamline and automate the present-making process. That led to an overtime ban. Of course, that meant Santa's sleigh was out of place on Christmas Eve. The reindeer crew couldn't get to where they needed to be, so the sleigh was cancelled. And Father Christmas had to travel around the world on a replacement bus service. Started in Lapland last Christmas, has only currently made it as far as Norway. And that caused misery, and it's expected to be the same this year. Spokes elf for the elf union, he's called Snowflake Sparkles, said that the elves are genuinely... That's a good elf name. Genuinely sought to seek a compromise with Father Christmas, but he wasn't prepared to nego-ho-ho-hotiate, and he had no choice but to ballot the elves. Strikes are miserable at the best of times, but Christmas somehow makes it the worst of times. On the line, all the way from, in Victoria Station, especially for Talk Radio, of course, is Talk Radio's leading Cub hot reporter, Alex Dibble. Dibble. Hello, Dibble.
Dibble. Hello, John. I like the fact that I get a different title every single time on the show.
Yes, that's right. It's because none of us are sure what you actually are or do. Alex, you are at Victoria Station. We're talking about the strikes, of course. Tell us the scenes. Tell us the terrible scenes.
Well, it's absolute chaos, John. People have no idea what's going on.
Yep.
They're looking at the departure boards, which are completely blank.
Yep.
It says nothing. They're saying, when's the next train to Gatwick? When's the next train to Brighton? And they're throwing their tickets up in the air. Paper is raining down like confetti in this place.
Yeah, and I mean, if you had to describe the level of anger between one and a million, where's the anger now?
The anger would be about 1.5 million.
Right, so more than even off the anger scale. So that's pretty. Why are people even there, Alex, given that there aren't any trains at all? I mean, have they just come down there to congregate to be angry together?
There was one guy I spoke to. Yeah. He was a rail enthusiast from North London.
Yeah.
And he had come all the way down to sit on a bench to watch the chaos.
So that's like a train commuter spotter. Spotted.
Yeah.
Spotted.
Spotted. That's weird. Has he got a little book that he marks down the angry people in, like a train spotter would with a train?
He hasn't, but he did have a cane, and he did look like the sort of guy who could, if he, you know, you got on the wrong side of him, it wouldn't end well for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice.
And he did admit that he was a little bit of a geeky freak, but then I noticed that we were wearing the same jumper, and I don't know what that makes me.
Well, we don't know what you are anyway. Well, let's talk about some of the solutions here. Let's try and solution this, Alex, because a lot of suggestions have been coming in about all of these strikes, both the post office. What the trouble is, of course, is that you know as well as I do, Alex, that people who live in Brighton, because the trains have been so bad recently, they've taken to posting themselves to London in order to try and get to work. But now the post office strike has even put paid to that, hasn't it? You've got people posting themselves first class from Brighton to London on a Monday morning, arriving at work by Thursday afternoon. I mean, was that a terrible idea in the first place, knowing this strike was coming?
Knowing this strike was coming, trying to post yourself to work was a disastrous idea.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it any week of the year, just don't choose this one. However, everyone's going, it's the postal strike as well. However, The post office, otherwise known as the post office,
yeah,
said that despite the strike, it would be business as usual, and 97% of its nearly 12,000 branches are not going to be involved. So in reality, I think it should be fine.
What about, you mentioned branches there, of course it is branch lines that we're concerned. I mean, it's all the same rhetoric, isn't it? It's strikes, it's branches. What about this suggestion? The fact that they're saying they're going to line the trains aren't going to move. They're going to line all the trains up that they own between Brighton and London, okay, and open all the doors inside. So it's basically one long corridor to London, and people can just walk up the corridor to London. Or apparently they're going to give out segways. What do we make of that?
I think it's an interesting move, and I think passengers have been calling for an easy and doable service between Brighton and London for many months. However,
yeah,
with these cycle superhighways that have cropped up in the southeast, there have been moves from commuter cycling groups to hijack that long line of trains,
yeah,
and cycle down it. So I can only imagine that the mix between pedestrians and cyclists moving through one aisle of this train system,
yeah,
will be total carnage.
Yeah, and there's even talk that some postmen are going to ride their bikes up and down it as well in violation of the strike. Alex, down at Victoria, just tell us, just look around for us and tell us exactly what you can see. What I'm getting at here is I've seen some of the reporters for other networks on the television standing pointlessly at stations, just describing what's there. So could you pointlessly describe what's there for us?
Well, I'm just outside the main concourse, so I can see a big sign that says London Victoria Station.
Yeah.
There's a lot of scaffolding.
Yeah.
If you've ever come to Victoria in the last couple of years, you'll know what I mean. There's also a pub opposite, which is looking very tempting at this stage.
Yeah.
And there are some coaches and some traffic and people milling around, and that's pretty much it. Oh, there's a plane. There's a plane just flying past.
Great. That's there it is. That's the scene, right? At least that's not on strike. There's a scene live from Victoria Station. Alex Dibble, thank you very much. He's our reporter. He works... he's in the office, and we just sent him down to Victoria pointlessly, like they do on the railways. Anyway, he's down at Victoria, and from down at one Victoria to down on to another, as Victoria joins us for the news.
What an intro.
Really?
Come on.
At 1:30, Lonely Lunch is on the way. Of course, if you're lunching alone, do get in touch with us. LonelyLunch at talkradio.co.uk is the email, and Headline Hijack also. Exactly 1:30 now. Here is Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Transport Secretary has told train drivers who are behind the biggest rail strike in more than two decades to get back to work. All of Southern Rail services are cancelled today, tomorrow and Friday because of a row over who operates the doors. Unions claim proposed changes are dangerous. These rail passengers at London Victoria Station have told Talk Radio they're not happy.
It isn't dangerous, otherwise they wouldn't be doing it north of the river, where all the trains are driver-only.
It seems ridiculous to me that it has gone on for months and months and nobody has sat down and talked about it.
There's no trains. Everything's screwed. And then the worst thing is that when you actually go for help,
The misinformation is absolutely stunning.
Ocam says Argos delivery drivers have announced a three-day strike from next Tuesday in a dispute over pay. The company says it has contingency plans in place so customers won't be affected in the run-up to Christmas. The United Nations says there's been a complete meltdown of humanity in the city of Aleppo as the Syrian army prepares to take back control from the rebels. The charity UNICEF is concerned more than 100 unaccompanied children are trapped in a building which is under attack. A 17-year-old has been given a year-long rehabilitation order after admitting hacking offences linked to the TalkTalk data breach. The judge at Norwich Youth Court told the teenager to use his IT skills legally in future. Donald Trump has formally announced he'll nominate oil boss Rex Tillerson as his Secretary of State. America's next president says the ExxonMobil chairman has a deep understanding of world politics. And jokes about leaving the EU, Donald Trump and the Great British Bake Off all feature in a list of the top Christmas cracker gags. Amateur comedians were challenged to write their own one-liners for the competition, which was voted on by social media users. The weather cloudy, damp and mild for most places, apart from the far north of Scotland, where it's dry and sunny. Highs of 12 degrees is more in half an hour.
Don't you have any examples of the jokes?
Do you know, I quickly looked up, yeah. And where we get a lot of our information from is the Press Association.
Yeah.
And they didn't have one joke written in its entirety.
That's ridiculous, isn't it? Because you can't just say that, write that as a story, Press Association, without giving us an example of the jokes.
Exactly. It's like dangling bait. Yes.
I know the winning joke.
Do it.
Yeah.
As an amateur comedian, did you write it?
No, I didn't.
Maybe you should have.
No, it's that I read
this.
Did you try?
Did you submit any?
No, I didn't. I don't know about this competition. The winning joke was, how does Brexit affect Christmas dinner? No Brussels.
It's actually quite good. I mean, that's literally better than anything we've got. So we might as well go home. See if you can find out some more.
I think. Alright, you know. I'll look into it.
Is that what it's come to? Can you just bring some jokes in for us?
mineral news in an hour.
No, it's not. It's vegetable.
That was yesterday.
No, I wasn't here though.
Unfortunately, try hard Toby had to do it.
He tried
you
really hard.
You told me that you didn't get that. Like, you didn't make Tanya do it.
No, that's because, you know.
Why didn't you make Tony do it, but you make Triad Toby do it?
Toby had made his own T-shirt for it before
t-shirt?
We even asked. Just a massive vegetable with the word news underneath it.
It's a bit weird. For
yeah, we picture? Didn't even... We hadn't asked.
You're wearing a Christmas top, though, today, a Christmas jumper.
Yeah.
What does yours say?
It says, Dear Santa, I want it all.
Hey.
Hello. All what?
Everything.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Victoria there with the news. She wants everything. All the trimmings. From the plug hole, presumably. Right, so there's Victoria.
Got that.
Okay. with the news in under half an hour. She'll be back with the news, but it will contain a news light. Headline Hijack will explain all momentarily.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban style, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, good afternoon. Yes, it is that. And, some of your reactions coming in, of course, to today's big story, which is the strikes. We know now that the trains are on strike, the post office are going on strike, and we just heard about Argos delivery drivers going on strike. And I loved the optimistic words there of an Argos spokesman who said, this won't affect deliveries for Christmas. Yes, it will, because your delivery drivers are going on strike. Cornelius, what reactions have been coming in?
John, thanks for asking, because there's lots coming in.
Yeah, I thought there would be.
Yeah, John, John, I can't believe 3% of the post office staff have decided to strike the week before Christmas. Honestly, that's it ruined. I'm switching to Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And we're just waiting for some reactions for some southern commuters. And they're not coming in.
Right, thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, then, well, you know how to get it to us by now. The number, of course, is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And that's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or, of course, you can put your reaction into one of Talk Radio's reaction bins
yeah.
which you'll find in supermarket car parks. They're rolling them out now, up and down the breadth and length and depth of this land. You'll see them. They're branded with Talk Radio. Paul Ross's grinning, gurning face on the side there.
No, it's on the front. You post it into his mouth.
Into his mouth, yeah. No, that's on the side, and that's not for reactions. That's for something else.
Oh, okay.
There's one on the Maidenhead roundabout. If you've got a reaction, pop it into the reaction slots at the top, of course. It's just like bottle recycling where you separate the colours. Basically, if you've got a racist reaction, it goes into the top slot, and that's a shoot that goes straight through the Talk Radio reaction bin and goes all the way to LBC.
Mm.
If you've got a middle-of-the-road reaction, then by all means, you know, if it's moderate, then you can send it to us. Or if you've got a reaction that's sort of angry rhetoric, then that one goes to Julie Hartley Brewer. That's, I think that's more or less how it works. Anyway, do get in touch. We will take your reactions in any way, shape or form. We'll also take your headline hijacks. Because we're all about interaction. So, hello, new listener. Here's how headline hijack works. You are encouraged, despite all of the talk and, I guess, criticism of so-called fake news in the press this time. We positively encourage fake news. We want you to make up the news. And we put a made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock. It comes out of Victoria's mouth, and because it does, it's both pronounced wrong and believable, because, you know, it's the news. And it fools those who aren't listening to this bit. The data indicate that between 1 and 2 of a weekday is lunchtime. Many people out for lunch, not their desks. They get back at 2 o'clock, hear the news and believe it. Because, you know, it's the time for the news. But we put a line there and you get to make it up. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. On Twitter as well.
Start your message with any word you like. And text messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate.
What's been coming in, Colin?
Lots coming in. This one is from Catherine, who says that the Turkish government has released a statement saying how disappointed they are that the military coup that hit the country is not making enough end-of-year reviews. The statement says, while they don't mean to make a song and dance about it, they believe it was far more significant than the size of the Toblerones being reduced.
That's a very fair point, actually. The Turkish government are right to be angry about that being left off. I mean, there's a lot to review, but that was quite a big thing. It was a Turkish coup.
I mean, it just goes to show, John, this 2016 has been such a year of extraordinary events that a military coup in Turkey doesn't even make the top shelf.
I blame Brexit. Greenpeace have released a festive warning. They're saying that global warming is now increasing to such an extent that this Christmas the globe may become mould. The pressure group warned that were anyone to add spices and star anise to the Earth's atmosphere, it would make it too hot, and then the Earth would require a handle to hold. That's from Sarah. Okay, one of the made-up things will be in the news at 2. Would you like to supply it for us? Would you like to be the headline hijacker of note today? The number, you know. The Twitter, you know. There's also an email, but that's not for this feature. That's for Lonely Lunch Club, which is coming very shortly. A person who is lonely what lunching? Lonely this Christmas lunching. Here on the programme, if that's you, Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk, and we'll meet today's Lonely Luncher and induct them into the Tupperware Hall of Despair next on Talk Radio.
All the choicest cuts of conversation this Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's turkey time on Talk Radio.
Would you like to pull my cracker?
don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one, transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess, turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
With BMW twin-power turbo engines and near-perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the Army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
It's 3 hours into the family Christmas board game, no one's talking, and you couldn't care in the slightest who wins. Fortunately, Maplin can upgrade your Christmas with a range of amazing tech gifts, including NextBase dash cams, VR headsets, and special offers like save £20 on an Elgato Game Capture HD to record all your gaming triumphs. So make your next move visiting us in store or search Maplin online. Maplin, all the tech you need this Christmas.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still severe delays on the M6 in Lancashire. The northbound carriageway has been resurfaced after a vehicle fire between 31A at Longridge and 32 for the M55. Three of the four lanes normally available are closed. A breakdown on the M6 south in Cheshire is causing delays. It's just after junction 17 for Sandbach. East of Leicester through Houghton on the Hill, the A47's closed because of an accident near to Deangate Drive. And just a reminder, there's no service at all across the whole southern network today and probably tomorrow and Friday. I'm Joanna Adams.
Motorways are becoming smarter to help traffic flow smoother. For instance, when a lane is closed for safety reasons, you'll now see a red X clearly displayed, and you'll need to move into another lane. Signs will show when the lane has reopened, and you can use it again. By following lane instructions, we'll all be doing our bit to keep the traffic flowing. Highways England, making motorways smarter. For more information, search for Smart Motorways online.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio. Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off. Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk. Cometh the hour, cometh the whale. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, just ahead of meeting today's Lonely Luncher, of course, we've been examining the news, as you'd expect. Now, the big news today, and Alex Dibble was for us, down at Dibble. Victible.
Dibble.
Dibble. Dibble. down at Victoria Station there. He's been talking to commuters. You'll have heard some of that news. He was talking us through the plans that Southern are going to, rather than run the trains, they're just going to bolt all the trains together, open all the internal doors, and so it's one long corridor for commuters to walk up and down from Brighton to London, perhaps.
Good idea.
I know it is. Go and give them dry as well, and giving them segways to just make their own way up a train corridor made out of trains. Those kind of ideas, which is interesting. Chris Grayling, we understand, is personally going to pedal a rickshaw. And there's plans to alter the wheels of trains so that they will run on roads. So Southern Rail are saying they might do that as well. Also, there's going to be a post office strike. Also, of course, this horrible story is coming out of Aleppo this afternoon. Basically, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Many people can't, Cornelius, and that's why we are here to help. We take the news and we examine it very closely in the weekday afternoon programme between 1 and 4 on Talk Radio. And when we've examined it closely, we find that really all news is made up of the same component, and that is Japanese poetry. When you drill right down into it, that's what you find. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Group banned, but Hopkins is still allowed to be on LBC.
News in haikus. Now it's time to meet today's lonely luncher.
It'll be lonely
lunchtime
without you.
Lunchtime.
Lonely Echo.
So the Lonely Lunch Club opens its Christmas door. No longer, not for this couple of weeks, the mouldering pita bread doors, of course. But instead, the doors made of sprouts. It's the Tupperware Hall of Despair at Christmas. This is where we invite a lonely what lunch. Someone lunching alone, for whatever the reason may be, to join us, and we will make their lunchtime fewer lonely. We've been running it since March, and that Tupperware Hall of Despair is bursting now with the names of those that have gone before. Their monikers are scrawled in gravy across the walls as we induct them into the Lonely Lunch Club. It could be you. There's an email address, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now let's talk to today's Roxanne is on the phone. Hello, Roxanne.
Hello, John.
Roxanne! Did you get that a lot?
Oh, yeah, I've never had that before.
Yeah, very good. do you put on a red light?
Oh, no.
Oh, goodness.
Only if it's Christmas.
Exactly, that's what I was suggesting. Like a flashing Rudolph one. you know, after Rudolph, the famous prostitute reindeer that there was. What? Anyway, Roxanne, hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm all right. How are you?
Good. Yeah, we're all right. Thanks. Yeah. Are you getting ready for Christmas? This is idle banter now. Idle banter. What are you doing in the run up to Christmas? Are you getting ready for Christmas? Are you ready for Christmas?
I am. Yes. In fact, I have one of the most exciting decorations in my flat is a prop from the Top of the Pops Christmas special.
Ooh.
It's
not a cardboard cutout of Jimmy Savile, is it?
No, it's not, John. It's a snowflake, and it's hanging in the kitchen.
That's nice, isn't it? And how did you come to get that from the set of Christmas Top of the Pops?
Well, I went.
Of course you did.
And I was in the, dancing away in the audience.
And you stole it?
No, I was given it.
Oh. Who by?
I did request, can I take one home?
Yeah.
And they said, yeah.
That's good, isn't it? What bands were on when you did Christmas Top of the Pops?
Well, to be honest, I didn't really know who any of them were. It was Zara Larsson. I googled her the day before, and Craig David
was
big about 10 years ago, and he's come back.
He's back, isn't he? So when was the recording of this so-called Christmas Top of the Pops?
That was last Sunday. That was just over a week ago.
That's interesting. And who presented it in this day and age post?
It's Fern and Reggie always.
Fern and Reggie, of course. Yeah, strong. Yeah. Good. All right, so there's Craig David and several people you haven't heard of.
Yeah.
All right. Was the thing you stole the best decoration, or were there others? Did you have your eye on it from the beginning?
Yeah, well, I know. So the problem was, I was slightly disappointed, really, and I'll be reminded of this every time I go in the kitchen. Yeah. There were really, really sparkly snowflakes, but I was given just like a white foam one. There was no sparkles on. I think no one wanted it, so they just gave it to me.
Could you add your own sparkles?
I could.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Just a suggestion. Anyway, Roxanne. Roxanne!
Stop it.
Okay. Why are you lunching alone, Roxanne?
I am a victim of Southern Rail.
I know, right?
I was meant to be going home.
Yeah.
And now I can't go home.
Okay, where were you travelling from and to?
I was travelling from London to Lewes in East Sussex.
Yeah, down there, on the coast. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're trapped in London then? I am, very much trapped. And obviously you knew this was coming along because the strikes had been announced. Did you? You couldn't make alternative arrangements because what else are you supposed to do?
Yeah, well, I was going to make a spontaneous trip. Yeah. I wasn't planning on being spontaneous because that would be silly. Yeah. But my spontaneity was curbed.
Yeah. Well, what do you make of this suggestion that and would you go for it that Southern Rail might well to break the strike? Bolt all their existing trains together so they don't need any drivers or staff. All along the track stretching from Brighton to London, open all the internal doors, and then it's essentially just one long corridor that commuters can either walk or segue up. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm going to raise you that offer, and I think we should just pour water in all the tracks, let it freeze over, and ice skate all the way.
That's very good, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, you'd need to artificially freeze it at the moment. But, look, this is what they do in Alaska, right? Because Alaska, I don't know if you know this, doesn't have roads, really, at all. Most of the cities are simply accessible by rail or plane, as in Cessnas, in small engine planes. And in the winter, though, when all the rivers freeze, everybody travels around over with sleds and huskies and skis, and that's what they do. That's what they wait for to get around.
That sounds great.
It does, doesn't it? The problem, of course, is global warming. So it means that we'll be waiting a long time for your plan to come into effect.
Yeah, that is a problem. I'm sure Trump will, institute it there and they'll think it works.
I wonder if we could go the opposite way and wait for the ice caps to melt, which will probably happen before the strike's over, and therefore the resulting flooding, which we get anyway, could flood the tracks, and then commuters could indeed take boats or swim.
Yeah, that's another, probably quicker option.
I'm just trying to help you out here, really.
Well, I appreciate that. Maybe I'll go buy some rubber rings.
Well, yes. Put them on your Christmas list. What's on your Christmas list, by the way?
What's on my Christmas list? That is a good question. I thought I might ask for some Doc Martens.
Some Doc Martens?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's cool, isn't it?
Dad has some and they've lasted many years. So I thought.
All right.
Can see that.
Good. This is, again, I'd say this is sort of idle chit-chat, which is the point of the exercise, because you need to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, you see. And what that means is, speaking of Christmas gifts, you get to choose one now from an array of them. Now, you can either keep it yourself or re-gift it, indeed, to someone deserving this Christmas of a crap thing. So what you'll hear now is some gift prize music. That's coming now. Here it comes, the gift prize music. There you go. And then what you'll hear are a list of items of which you can choose one and for a loved one. Or, as given the quality of these items, a hated one. Ears down, Roxanne. Have a listen to this. Here's what you can choose from.
A Talk Radio mug.
The ideal gift this Christmas for anyone who is a big fan of digital-based speech stations.
And... yeah, that's it, really, isn't it?
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it.
Not only haikus, but also tears. This is a very sad story about a young boy who wanted to die in Santa's arms and got his wish.
With a haiku written on it?
No, just some tears. I didn't write a haiku over that one.
Oh, I hope not.
A Talk Sport mug.
Andy Jacobs is off today, so in for him is The Grinch. So switch over now if you want to listen to Hawksby and The Grinch.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Well, with Christmas coming up, you could choose this book and then fob it off in a Secret Santa.
That's right, it's a book written by me. About me.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs, formerly of Telly, is currently discussing ice skating. Is it about time?
A 2016 Talk Sport Colin Murray calendar.
Only, unless 31. Only 18 more days left of the year, but this calendar will help you for all of them if you want to think about Colin Murray.
And given that we'll be giving away all of next year as well, because we've got a job lot we stole out of a skip when Colin Murray left and they threw them away, it's the gift that really keeps on giving.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
From the gift that keeps on giving to the gift that takes the water, it's the colander. The John Holmes on Talk Radio colander, which is just a colander that we now have after an email typo.
And out of those, Roxanne! Which would you like to choose?
Is the book any good?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's poignant and charming and a masterclass in comic writing.
Can hold a table up very well.
Yeah.
I think I'll take the mug.
Hate you. Right, so Roxanne, the mug is on it, so I'm going to tear the book up and I'm going to stuff it in your mug. The book, no, the mug, the rug, I don't know, something is on its way to you, Roxanne, in the post.
Thank you.
And you can re-give. No, thank you. That's Roxanne. Rox! She's trapped by the Southern Strike. She is the latest inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. She is now a member of the Lonely Lunch Club. That could be you. If you want to get in touch and you're lonely this Christmas lunchtime, here's the email address, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Now, work experience punditry is on the way. Tori is in with us today. She's bringing us the gift of new music. But ahead of that, headline hijack. Made up news story in the news next, but who is today's headline hijacker du jour? Who has got their made up news lie into Victoria's mouth? Let us find out with Cornelius. Who knows that information?
It's Emily.
Emily?
Yeah, Emily.
Where's she from?
Emily is from Hull.
Right, Emily in Hull. What a horrid place. She is in Hull, and she's the winner of Headline Hijack. And don't forget today as well, we'll be playing a seasonal game of band or name of one of Santa's elves. If you'd like to play that and win some meat, you can have beef, chicken, lamb, some organic veg or sausages because it's a Tuesday, or a Christmas pudding because it's Christmas. The choice is yours. Then you can get in touch now, 87222, those lines are open. And around 2:30, we'll be joined by the comedian Pippa Evans, who'll be here to flog something or other in time for Christmas, just like every other comedian is at the moment. It's Talk Radio on the radio. I'm John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
There's no Christmas in the Army, Captain.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Forget the naughty or nice list. Smash your to-do list with this powerful gift idea from B&Q. Selected McAllister power tools are two for just £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Offer ends 22nd of December, some stores excluded. For individual prices, see DIY.com.
It's only a few drops of rain. A bit of water on the road. You're only doing 70. It's only a car braking in front. It's only a skid. It's only across one lane. It's only a family and their kids in the back.
When it rains, it kills. Last year, 2,918 people were killed or seriously injured when driving in the rain. Slow down. Highways England.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. If you're a man facing divorce, perhaps one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. At times like these, you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell, one of America's largest divorce law firms now in the UK, is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
eBay has lots of new gifts for the women in your life this Christmas.
Rob, don't forget we're at Neil and Donna's Christmas Eve.
Jewellery from Links of London.
Then we're up early Christmas Day to drive to Mum's.
Coffee machines.
And then we're at Judy's Drinks Party Boxing Day.
Designer fragrances.
So you can forget the football.
Portable radio. Discover new Christmas gifts you can click and collect at over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate you can't go wrong with gifts for her this Christmas shop.
Breathe with confidence under the mistletoe this Christmas with CB12 mouthwash. Not only does CB12 mouthwash contain fluoride to help strengthen teeth, it also provides up to 12-hour protection from unpleasant breath. So close moments can be truly enjoyed this party season. Visit cb12.co.uk for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon to you. It's Tuesday, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Syrians been shot on the spot. Strike and rail staff told to get back to work. And find out this year's best Christmas cracker joke.
Talk Radio.
A former cabinet minister has compared Eastern Aleppo to Stalingrad after it was destroyed during World War II. MPs are holding an emergency debate about the situation in the Syrian city as the UN has warned it's facing a complete meltdown of humanity. Conservative MP Andrew Mitchell has been speaking in the House of Commons.
There is clear evidence of civilians being executed and shot on the spot. There are dead bodies in the street which cannot be reached because of gunfire. And we've heard that there are probably more than 100 children who are unaccompanied, who are trapped in a building and under heavy fire.
Hundreds or thousands of commuters are facing the worst rail disruption in decades. Train drivers for Southern have walked out over changes to the role of conductors. The Transport Secretary has told them to get back to work and says it's union militancy at its worst. Tosh MacDonald, president of ASLEF, has told Talk Radio it's about safe train operation for both passengers and staff alike.
No, it's not a nonsense of a fight, and it's not about who pushes a button. It's about who looks after the safety of the passengers getting on and off the train. It's about who looks after the safety of the passengers if the driver becomes incapacitated. There's many reasons why this is happening. It's happening for safety reasons, primarily.
Delivery drivers for Argos are to go on strike in a row over pay. Members of the Unite Union based at its warehouse in Staffordshire will walk out for 3 days from next Tuesday. The company says it hopes for a swift resolution and has contingency plans in place so customers won't be affected. A teenager who found a vulnerability in the TalkTalk website leading it to be targeted 14,000 times has been given a 12-month rehabilitation order. As he was sentenced, the 17-year-old was told to use his IT skills legally in future. And a joke about leaving the EU has come out number one in a list of the top modern Christmas cracker gags. It goes, how will Christmas dinner be different after Brexit? No Brussels. Other one-liners about Sports Direct, BHS and Bake Off all feature as well.
Come on then, what are they?
Okay.
Don't tease us, Victoria.
All right.
Have you put them in crackers?
Yep. That's a lot I have.
Oh, no, I was going to say, we could pull a cracker.
No, and you can leave the crackers alone, John.
All right, I'm not touching
them. Okay, so what do workers at Sports Direct get for Christmas dinner?
Absolutely nothing, because it's a slave labour place.
Close.
A big mug.
No. They probably don't even have
Not them. A bonus.
About 5 minutes.
That's good.
That's good, yeah.
I bought my mum's Mary... Oh, let me start again. I bought my mum Mary Berry's cookbook for Christmas. I tried to get Paul Hollywood's, but he'd sold out.
That's good. These are good.
It's a good joke, yeah.
Why has Hillary Clinton asked Santa for a 23-letter alphabet?
Something emails.
No.
Why?
Because she's sick of the FBI.
Yeah, right.
Okay, what do you get if you cross Donald Trump with a Christmas carol?
A git.
Almost.
I don't know.
Cornelius?
No.
Is that it? Oh, come over ye faithful.
Nah, that is poor.
That's terrible.
I think it works better just written down.
I thought of a good Donald Trump Christmas joke.
Have you?
Why did Donald Trump ask Santa for 23 letters of the alphabet?
I don't know.
Because he was sick of the CIA.
Yeah. Should I do one more?
I've got, yes.
Okay. Why is Bob Dylan's sleigh so quiet?
Because
there's no bell.
Correct!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Christmas!
Should end on a high. Why the weather?
Wait, are there any more?
Yeah, of course.
Save them.
This is. Everyone's waiting for this now.
Yeah.
That'll keep them listening. Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you done the weather?
No.
All right.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy, damp and mild for most apart from the far north of Scotland where it's sunny and dry. Ooh. Highs of 12 degrees.
There's more in half an hour and it will contain today's bonus news feature.
Do I have to?
Yes.
Can I just tell jokes?
No.
Please?
No.
I'll get Ben to record a joke thing.
Mineral news.
I don't want to do it.
Mineral
news. Why don't you make mineral news into mineral jokes?
That's even harder. Like, I can't write jokes.
All right, then. That's allowed.
Okay, good.
I'm going to say it's because it's Christmas. Just because it's Christmas, Victoria.
Thanks.
You can do some more of the jokes.
Yay!
As though it was the
as
world's
well as
worst
mineral news, or instead of.
Well, instead of, I suppose.
Okay, yeah.
Let's do instead of because
Christmas spirit, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll just skip over mineral and then tomorrow can be animal. Yay!
She always gets her own way, doesn't she?
That's how it should be.
All right. Victoria there. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal are chasing a 30th league victory over Everton tonight, knowing it would send them top of the Premier League. The Gunners' record against the Toffees is an impressive one. They already have more wins against them than any other top-flight side. Boss Arsene Wenger is at a loss to explain why that is, though.
I don't know, because we prepare well always. It's always very different ground. It's a ground where you have a soul, you know, of a history and certainly that keeps us on alert.
Elsewhere this evening, champions Leicester, after beating Manchester City on Saturday, travelled to Bournemouth. Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho is refusing to give assurances to his players ahead of the January transfer window. The Portuguese has regularly talked about having an imbalanced squad since he arrived in the summer. Finally, England Rugby Union captain Dylan Hartley will find out tomorrow whether he's banned for the start of the Six Nations in February. He's officially been cited for his red card during Northampton's European Champions Cup defeat by Leinster. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the leather trousers that Prime Minister Theresa May wore and became the centre of a row when the Tory party are set to become one of the top-selling Christmas presents this year. The trousers, which cost £995, have been dubbed by some fashion experts as this year's Kate Middleton's wedding dress.
Thank you very much indeed. There's Victoria with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Well, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. It's just gone past a time and coming up to a different one. Momentarily, we will talk to Tori. She has brought with her the gift of new music. Before that, however, actually, I should probably also tell you that Pippa Evans, comedian Pippa Evans, is joining us just after 2:30 today to flog something or other in time for Christmas. And you can win some meat later today in a game of band or name of one of Santa's Christmas elves. The meat you can win. Here's your choice. Chicken, beef, lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg. Why?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. Or because it's the week before Christmas week. A Christmas pudding.
Because it's the week before Christmas week.
Anyway, all of that's coming. Ahead of it, though. Oh, by the way, it's Talk Radio, by the
John
way.
John Holmes.
Yeah. Talk Radio.
I don't know if you've been watching Planet Earth 2, but if you have, Sir David Attenborough, you'll know he's got involved in our semi-regular feature, which we do from time to time, which is where we sort of make, like, a Heat magazine or one of those magazines or a newspaper column, Showbiz, but where they see a famous person and they just report what they've been seen doing. It's like Spotted.
Spotted.
But listen, David Attenborough has started to get involved.
There are some animals that most would consider too dangerous to tolerate in the city. Spotted hyenas.
Spotted.
Spotted. Spotted. Spotted. Spotted. Spotted.
Spotted.
If you've spotted a celebrity roundabout, then we want to know about it. Oh, by the way, he's also becoming obsessed with... who was in that programme? Kim Cattrall. Wasn't she? In that programme he's obsessed with.
Yeah,
that's
Kim
right.
Cattrall.
Yeah, her. I mean, you watch Planet Earth. I had no idea David Attenborough was a fan of that.
It's not easy finding sex in the city.
It is. It's streamable and on DVD. So, you know, it is. He's not even right. So, if you spotted a celebrity...
Spotted.
If you've spotted a celebrity around and about, then we'd like to hear about it. And who have you spotted and what were they doing? Because there's a lot coming in, I think.
Already this is coming in.
Spotted.
Widow Twanky from the Panto was spotted.
Spotted.
In the RSPCA shelter, he was discovered stroking hamsters and cats and crying in a small ball.
Right. Thank you very much. Who sent that in?
That was from Nigel.
Oh, George has sent this one in. Spotted.
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 Spotted. Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. Spotted.
One-hit wonder, Bad Day singer Daniel Powter. Outside Aldi, explaining how whilst the price of groceries inside the supermarket are much lower than normal brands, the difference in quality is not that bad at all and definitely worth considering giving the shop a try. Daniel Powter there, spotted. Other crap supermarkets are available.
Spotted.
Now, it is time to meet today's work experience pundit. Stop coughing, Colin.
Sorry.
Tory. What?
Never been introduced like that before.
No, of course. You've got your own little theme tune there, Tory. So Tory's with us. He's our work experience pundit today. Work experience punditry works like this. It's where, well, work experiences, of which she is one, come in here to review things. Now, ordinarily in the workplace, and Tory, correct me if I'm wrong, when you do work experience, what do you have to do? You have to do the photocopying.
Make the tea.
Fetch and carry at the behest of those ordering you about.
Dog's body.
In a rude sense, if you have to work with ASP broadcasts.
Well, I don't know, it depends.
Yeah. But not here. We put them straight on air. You're straight on air because, well, I'll be honest, you're free. We don't have to pay. And you get to review things. It's new music today. But Tory, first of all, tell us about you.
So I'm a musician, so I've been working for a couple of years as a conductor, so I conduct orchestras and choirs.
That's mad.
Nah.
Really?
Yeah, so it's I'm a little bit out of my comfort zone today talking about new music. Yeah. Had to look up first of all what new meant.
Yeah. Very good point. Yeah, I suppose you don't get to conduct much new music.
Most of my stuff's about 400, 500 years old. What's, so this has been a wonderful outing for me.
What's the biggest 500, 400 year old hit?
I don't know. Well, coming up in June, we've got Haydn's Creation.
Yep.
So that was from the 18th century, written by a man called Haydn.
Yeah, I prefer his work, Seek.
Ah, interesting.
Haydn's Seek. Yeah. That's really good.
Thanks, mate. Yeah,
with a libretto by a guy who couldn't speak English, in English.
Good. Good. And how long have you been doing this?
For about 4 or 5 years now, professionally for one. Now I've finished my training.
That's incredible. Do you play all sorts of instruments as well? You must have to.
I started off as a singer and a pianist and then decided that I was much better suited to bossing people around.
Yeah.
So I started making no noise at all and waving my arms.
What I like about conducting is that it's one of those things where it looks like anyone can do it. You just go, it's waving your arms.
Well, I like to say that I'm like the giraffe of the musical world because giraffes are the only animal in the music, in the natural world,
yes.
There we go.
Yes.
That don't make any noise.
Giraffes.
Giraffes are also spotted.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good. We don't just throw this show together.
Yeah, so I don't make any noise.
Yeah.
Which makes me, I suppose, an unusual musician.
Do you have your own stick?
I do. I have several sticks.
Do you?
Sorry, we've only just met, sir.
I know. Well, I like to ask people I've just met that question, all of them, irrespective of their jobs. Do you have your own stick? I always ask that.
Particularly wizards.
Do you? Well, exactly. I was going to say, do you keep them in a selection of boxes like they were wands? Have you, and don't lie to me now, ever pretended it's a wand and done a magic spell like off of Harry Potter?
I mean, come on, who hasn't?
Yeah, exactly. I knew you would have done. All right. Well, look, here we are reviewing new music then. Where are you going to start?
We're going to start with a really famous John Legend.
Yeah.
The really famous John Legend.
Yep.
You can tell I've not done this much before.
Yes.
So this is his fifth studio album, Darkness and Light, is being brought out as a final treat as at the end of a rather dreary year, 2016.
It has been.
So it was produced almost entirely by one person, which is Blake Mills, because John Legend was really impressed with the album he collaborated with the Alabama Shakes on, Sound and Colour. So the track I want to talk about is a track called Surefire, which is the central track on the album. And I really think it sort of epitomises this move away from sloppy, syrupy love songs that that John Legend is famous for, and into a sort of more Marvin Gaye, what's going on kind of territory, where he's making a political statement and talking about what he wants to say, rather than just parroting what his producers have told him about. So the first line in the whole album is, they say, say what you want, and I just said what they want. So it's a real shifting point, I think, in John Legend's musical output. And Surefire is the central track on this album, and it's a wonderful track.
Should we have a listen to some of it?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. It's John Legend.
Cause it's once, just once in a lifetime, and we're scared to love, but it's alright. I may not know a lot of things, but I know that we're surefire. Yeah. Know that we're surefire. Yeah.
John Legend, what's that called?
Surefire.
Surefire. I could have guessed that, couldn't I?
Maybe.
Yeah, just checking. Good. So, but you're a fan of that, obviously.
Yeah, I think
so,
it's great.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's kind of been around for a while, but I wasn't aware of the sort of musical changes. I didn't. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't own anything by John Legend.
No, well, it's his fifth studio album, so he's produced quite a lot along the same very centre of the road, mainstream kind of track. And I think this is the first significant departure from that kind of music that he's produced.
All right. We're going to take Traffic and Travel now.
Love Traffic and Travel.
Well, who the hell doesn't? You can stand there and conduct it if you like. Well, just tease us. Where are we going next, musically speaking?
Next, we are going to a Christmas track that you will never have heard before.
Oh. There.
That's a teaser for you.
Isn't it, though? Right, Tory is with us for balance. Also, we've got Labour and the Green Party. And
never heard that one before. Okay.
And
cue them up.
And then now here's Traffic and Travel on Talk Radio with UKIP. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Would you like to pull my cracker?
We'll get you talking.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
eBay has a fantastic range of Secret Santa ideas this Christmas.
I'm trying to think what to get David in the office Secret Santa. I mean, he's always so serious.
Joke books.
And always into cycling.
Leg waxing strips.
Because he's always leaving his cycling kit under his desk.
Scented candles.
And he wears those tight, like, recycling shorts.
Lunchboxes? Just click and collect new Secret Santa gifts from over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate jokes and wind-ups this Christmas shop.
A wise old elf once said,
there is no perfect gift, only a gift perfect for someone.
Which is why, at Not on the High Street, we have gifts for gardeners, presents for perfectionists, and stocking-sized somethings for small children across the land. Find gifts lovingly made by our 5,000 partners, I mean elves, at notonthehighstreet.com. Magic is real.
If there are three things action men love at Christmas, it's tobogganing down black runs, pre-dawn Sub-Zero rugged man challenges, and Maplin's range of action-packed gifts. Choose from action cams, dash cams and sat navs. And right now our offers include 15% off Nextbase dash cams or 20% off the Garmin SatNav Drive 50LM. So spring into action and visit us in store or search Maplin online. Maplin, all the tech you need this Christmas.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £31 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
The M6 in Lancashire is experiencing severe northbound delays with two lanes still out near junction 32 for the Broughton interchange after a vehicle fire. In Rutland, the A1 Great North Road is blocked north at the turn for Tinwell. That's because of an accident. East of Leicester, the A47 Uffingham Road through Houghton on the Hill is still blocked in both directions near to Deangate Drive after an accident. And there's a couple of problems on the M6 South in Cheshire between 18 at Middlewich and 17 for Sandbach and Crewe. There's a broken down lorry and a collapsed manhole with lane restrictions for the repairs and recovery of both. I'm Jarena Adams.
Hold on to your phones, people. Plusnet has tons of brand new mobile plans pumped full of mobilosity. Loads of data, loads of calls, loads of texts for hardly any cash. That phone's fit to burst. Pick from a range of new 4G SIM-only plans on flexible 30-day contracts, all backed up by Plusnet's brilliant customer service. Visit plus.net/mobile today. Plusnet, we'll do you proud.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late night, Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoons, good afternoon. I am what that bit of production just said I am. Is still with us. She is today's work experience pundit. She is reviewing for us new music. Already we have done John Legend, and now she has promised us Christmas. What of Christmas?
Ooh, well, this guy has been lined up by Lily Allen as a younger David Bowie, which is quite a large
That's
claim.
A bold move, isn't it?
Just,
yeah.
It's Tom O'Dell, and he has decided to bring out a Christmas track, a Christmas EP of 5 tracks. Which basically are scraping the barrel of all of the stuff he's been asked to do on the BBC Radio Live Lounge across the year,
yeah.
Packaged up into a nice shiny square and sold for money.
Okay, they're not all Christmas songs then, if he's been doing it across the year?
No, exactly. So we've got one Christmas song,
yeah.
So that they can put tinsel and sprinkles on the cover,
yes.
And the rest of it is just, like I said, bargain basement Tom O'Dell. Oh. I'm being so mean. I love Tom O'Dell,
yeah.
But I've got to say, I thought, oh, he's brought out a new EP for Christmas. And I looked down the track listings and I went, oh, you cheeky.
So it's just the, it's just very much to use a sort of, if one were going for a Christmas drink in a bar and one ordered a drink, it's very much the ullage of Tom O'Dell's work. The spill, the side spill.
It's
the stuff that lands in the tray
the dirty
at the bottom
pint.
That no one
it's
wants.
It's the dirty pint of Tom O'Dell.
Okay, that's
buy it, kids. It's available for some price from some website somewhere.
Sounds all manner of wrong. The dirty pint of Tom O'Dell. Although that's not a bad title for his next album.
An album, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. All right, well, should we have a listen
to it? So having given it such a big up,
yeah,
this is Tom O'Dell and Spending All My Christmas With You. Well, Well done, Tom. You've really excelled yourself there.
Well, I mean, you're a Tom Odell fan.
I like his work.
So where does that stand in the pantheon of the Odell range?
It's just so different from everything else he's ever produced. I mean, you know, he shot to fame at the same time as Ed Sheeran and, I don't know...
The other ones.
Ben Howard and all of that kind of... The crowd,
yeah.
You know, when we just
dismissal of them, yeah.
When you just can't get,
they're all the same, aren't they?
Crooning angsty males,
exactly.
And that couldn't be further from it.
I like that more than his other work. If I'm honest,
do you really?
I think I do. Yeah.
Oh well, that says a lot about you then.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
But the thing is, Christmas songs are difficult, right? Because most Christmas songs are crap. I mean, for instance, you know, I don't want to step into Christmas with Elton John. I don't want to step into anything with Elton John. I'd rather step in Dog Mess than into Christmas with Elton John, if I'm brutally honest. So there are maybe four good Christmas songs.
Okay.
Right? Tim Minchin's White Wine in the Sun.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Smith and Burrows When the Thames Froze.
Right.
Do check that if
I
you want to
check
that.
It out, don't you?
Coldplay Christmas Lights.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going very contemporary. No Dean Martin for you.
Well, it's too cliched and obvious. Probably. And that's why the Tom Odell coming into the fray might be a good thing. I haven't heard enough of that to know whether I like it properly
or
not.
Well, in which case, you'll love the fourth track we've got coming up to for you today.
Go on,
but
then.
We're not quite there yet.
Oh, right. What's the third track?
The third track we've got coming up today is the most established artist that I've picked this week. It's the Rolling Stones.
Oh, from their new blues album. What's it called?
It's called Just Your Fool, and it's from their new blues album, Blue and Lonesome.
Let's have a quick listen to that. Look at you joining in there with your mouth guitar.
Yeah, my mouth guitar I brought along with me today.
Weird. All right, well, look, it's the Rolling Stones, for heaven's own sake.
It's great, and it's really nice to hear them return to their blues roots.
Yeah.
You know, after, how long have they been making records?
A very long time, yeah.
You know, it's been a very long run,
yeah.
And they've gone a long way, and now it's coming back. They did the album in just 3 days at British Grove Studios last December.
Yeah.
So it feels like with the Stones, you've come full round trip and all the way back to the beginning.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Give me Beatles or Stones, it would always be Stones.
Right.
For me. And so it is nice to hear them doing that, because you hear those influences in all of their work.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
The changes over the years.
They started off as a blues band playing around West London pubs and clubs.
Yeah. So, all right. Now, because we're running out of time, I'm going to speed you along to the final track.
Well, I can't believe that this track has just been released. It was released on the 2nd of December, and it's If Every Day Was Christmas by none other than Cruz Beckham.
Oh, God. All right. Here's a bit of it. I mean, there's no one in his family who can sing, so what prompted him to think for 1 second that he could get away with that?
Well, all the proceeds are going to charity.
I know that, but there's no charity on earth that makes that worth doing.
The charity is saying keep the money.
Yeah.
rehabitualise? What's the word? The victims of Cruz Beckham songs.
Yeah.
What am I trying to say?
Rehabilitate.
That's the word.
Either way, that'll do.
Yeah.
That's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, to be honest, what do you want in a Christmas song? You can make a tick list of like sleigh bells, twinkly bits.
It had all of that.
Jingle bells. And it's got all of that.
But it also had Cruz Beckham.
It also had Cruz Beckham's voice in it.
Yeah,
so,
which,
you win some, you lose some.
You know, that's not good. It sounded like he should come back when his Christmas balls drop. You know,
he's only 11. Oh, bless him.
You know, I mean, it was a little bit too, you know. I mean, the ones on his tree, obviously.
Yeah, it's like Donny Osmond.
It was horrible on all levels.
Yeah.
So thank you for ruining Christmas.
You're so welcome. Good. It's a delight to be here.
Lovely. That's Tori. She was reviewing new music for us on the radio. Thank you very much, Tori. Will you come back and do it again?
Oh, I'm not sure you want me to.
Yeah, go on. We'll take that as a yes. All right, fine. Right, Tori, they're reviewing new music for us next. In the next half an hour, then, there will be hot guest action as Pippa Evans, the Olivier Award-winning Pippa Evans, comes in to flog some tat she's trying to get rid of in time for Christmas, just like every other comedian that comes through here at this time of year. It's just after 2:30. Victoria's here now with the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
The UN has issued a warning about the situation in the Syrian city of Aleppo.
These hours look like a complete meltdown of humanity in Aleppo. We also, of course, reiterate our extreme concern for the safety and security of those trapped.
That's the UN's humanitarian spokesperson, Yen Lerke. The organisation says it has reports that the Syrian army has killed at least 82 civilians in the last few days. President Assad's forces have been recapturing large parts of the city from rebels. Some people were reportedly shot dead on the spot. Southern Rail has apologised for not being able to run any services today as the strikes completely stopped its trains. Members of the ASLEF union say they had no choice but to walk out in a row over safety, but the government is urging them to get back to work. Meanwhile, drivers who deliver goods for Argos are to go on strike just days before Christmas. It's in a dispute over pay, but the retailer says it has contingency plans in place and is working to prevent disruption. Hospitals in England will have to publish figures on preventable deaths from next year. The health secretary says making the data public will help people see which hospitals are learning from their mistakes. And Facebook is looking for a head of news after concerns are raised that it's not dealing properly with so-called fake news on the site. The applicant must have more than 2 decades of experience, a requirement that means those applying must have started their career when Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg was just 13. The weather cloudy, damp and mild for most places apart from the far north of Scotland, where it's sunny and dry, highs of 12 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Well, there is more in half an hour. That remains the truth, of course. So Victoria will be back in half an hour with the news. That's no word of a lie. But ahead of that, regular listeners will know that what happens here is that we do bonus news, and that's because Victoria's news, just to take a random story from the year, is very much like a Toblerone, in that it is smaller than it used to be, but costs the same, because Victoria gets paid the same, but her news is a minute shorter, so she has to make the time up.
You just take a different random story from the year, so and just compare it, if we're just taking random ones.
Pick one.
So it's, let's go for the junior doctors' strike.
Yeah, the junior doctors' strike. It's like a third of Victoria's news went on strike, but they still get paid the same.
That's
because
good.
Jeremy Hunt wouldn't up their money. So it's like that as well. See, I can do this. I can do this all day.
That wasn't why they went on strike, though.
That doesn't matter.
Zika virus.
Yeah.
Do one,
well,
do
it's one. I'll tell you what. It's because a third of Victoria's news caught the Zika virus and died.
Wow.
And so there's only a bit of it left.
That was my own doing.
It's your own fault that happened.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it though.
Okay, good. But instead of bonus news today, do you want to do another one?
The football scandal?
Yeah.
With Sam Allardyce. With Sam Allardyce.
Oh, that football scandal.
Yeah, yeah.
The lesser of the two scandals.
Yeah.
The fewer of the two scandals. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. It's like a third of Victoria's news, right, got caught on camera trying to do back-end dodgy deals and resigned from the rest of the news.
There. I'm glad you specified that, Corn.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do some. This is jokes now. It's not really bonus news at all. To be honest,
I've made a jingle. Obviously,
of course you have. Have we got a
that sort of undermines?
We got some Christmas music. We should give this Christmas music.
That'll tie. Right.
So what's going to happen now is apparently what's the story? There were jokes for.
Yeah. So. People have been submitting entries for Christmas crackers, and so they've revealed the best one, as well as I've got a list of the top 20.
Right, so, and this, are they going into actual crackers?
Yeah, they are.
This is good news. Right, so here's where we're going. So Victoria's going to read out some of the jokes written by just people after this jingle.
Joke news. Here's a good one. I can't get to the chocolates in my advent calendar. Foiled again. I don't get it.
Great.
Oh, dear.
So, Victoria, how's the jokes written by people that are going to Crackers this year in some kind of competition? Here we go.
So I'm going to start off from where you left off, talking about football scandals.
We are going to be guessing the endings, presumably.
Okay, yeah, you can do it.
Well, yeah,
okay,
so.
Why can't the England football team play Yahtzee this Christmas?
Is it to do with... I don't think I should answer that one.
No,
it's going to get us all into trouble.
Because they got rid of Allardyce.
Oh, no. It was that scandal
again.
Yeah,
that one, yeah.
Okay, what's the difference between the clementine in your Christmas stocking and Donald Trump?
Something orange.
Correct.
Is that it?
Nothing. They're both a little orange. This is my favourite one of all of them.
Well, that raises
What's
the bar.
What's the best advice you can give at a UKIP Christmas party?
Go home.
No.
Walk into the sea.
No.
Immigrants out.
No.
I don't know.
Avoid the punch.
Oh, yeah.
That's quite good, actually, yeah.
Why can't Mary Berry eat turkey Christmas sandwiches?
Because she's really old.
No.
Because she's moved to Channel 4, vegan.
No.
Because she's so
Paul
old,
Hollywood's
she's dead.
The one who moved to Channel 4.
Oh, yeah, because she stayed where she was and Paul Hollywood took the turkey sandwiches with him.
Because it hasn't got a soggy bottom.
No. Hmm. Paul Hollywood took all the bread. You could have thought of that.
Yeah.
What's David Cameron's favourite Christmas song?
Something to do with that pig.
No.
I bet... Go on.
That was last year,
not
this year.
Well, no, but, you know, it's still funny.
Yeah. Anyway.
What's his favourite trimming?
Christmas song.
What's his favourite trimming?
What's his favourite trimming?
All I want for Christmas is EU.
Yes!
Yes!
How do
is
you...
It, is it what?
Is the EU.
Is
oh,
EU.
I thought he said a U. And I was thinking it wasn't a sheep, it was a pig.
The letters EU.
Yeah.
How do you recognise a Christmas tree from BHS?
It's something to do with green.
It's Sir Philip Green.
No.
It doesn't have a pension plan.
No.
It's on a yacht.
No.
It's a git.
No.
It's full of crap shirts.
No.
It's closed down.
It's where...
Oh, you're almost there, John. Just keep thinking about that.
It's where Paul Ross shops.
No.
I don't know.
Because all the branches have gone. Because they've shut down.
Yeah.
Okay. Why are Jeremy Corbyn's Christmas cards on the floor?
Because there was no seats.
No.
And there was no shelf.
No Christmas
It was
seats.
On a Virgin train.
Right.
Because he didn't have a leg to stand on.
No.
No, that's Oscar Pistorius.
I don't know.
His cabinet collapsed.
His what?
His cabinet collapsed.
That's good, yeah.
All right.
It did.
Yeah,
that
remember
one
it did?
The...
And
the
now
floor,
they've all
the floor,
came crawling back.
The floor
yeah.
thing was a red herring there, wasn't it? Because of the floor story, yeah.
Why didn't Roy Hodgson go to visit Santa at the North Pole?
Because of the Turkish military coup.
No.
I thought they were topical.
Brexit.
No.
I don't know.
He couldn't get past Iceland.
Yeah.
Fair enough, yeah.
Okay, which pair...
And finally!
Okay. I've got loads.
Oh, don't doubt it.
Which parent is likely to do the Christmas shop at Tesco this year?
Well, mums go to Iceland, so...
I don't know.
Dad might. Ma might not. Ma might. Yeah.
Could you end on a hard?
Yeah, on a strong one.
I think I've done the best ones.
Why did Donald Trump?
Huh?
Because of no Brussels.
Yeah. No, because he ate.
Because he ate Brussels.
He cheated. Didn't really work.
Okay, I've got another one. Why is everyone filing for divorce and custody of the kids this Christmas?
It's Christmassy, isn't it?
I don't know, Victoria. Why is everybody filing for divorce and custody of the kids this Christmas?
Just the season to be Jolie.
That's good.
That's actually not
right.
Bad.
Okay, we'll end it there. We'll end it there.
Victoria, bringing us the Christmas jokes written by people. Thank you very much. She's back with the news at 3 o'clock. Pippa Evans joins us next on Talk Radio.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
You still offer a present for your missus?
Yeah, we'll get you talking.
Merry Christmas.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Builders, joiners, tradesmen, lend me your ears. Want trade brands? Selco's got it. Want lots of stock on the shelf? Selco's got it. Trade prices too? Yep, Selco's got it. Yes, a massive range in stock of trade branded building materials at great trade prices. Selco's got it. See selcobw.com to find your nearest branch and to get your free trade card. Got it?
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
eBay has lots of new gifts for the women in your life this Christmas.
Rob, don't forget we're at Neil and Donna's Christmas Eve.
Jewellery from Links of London.
Then we're up early Christmas Day to drive to Mum's.
Coffee machines.
And then we're at Judy's Drinks Party Boxing Day.
Designer fragrances.
So you can forget the football.
Portable radio. Discover new Christmas gifts you can click and collect at over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate you can't go wrong with gifts for her this Christmas shop.
We don't know you. We don't know how far you can swim, how high you can climb, or how quickly you can put together a rifle. We don't know how fast you can run, how well you can drive, or if you can think on your feet. We don't know how strong you are, how confident you are, or what you're capable of. But then, neither do you. Yet. If you join the army, together we'll help you become a better you. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Lancashire's northbound M6 still has a lane out near junction 32 for the Broughton interchange in the M55 as resurfacing work continues following a trailer fire. There's delays on the M6 south in Cheshire with a couple of problems between 18 for Middlewich and 17 for Sandbach. There's a broken down lorry and a collapsed manhole being dealt with along that stretch of the motorway. East of Leicester, the A47 Uppingham Road through Houghton on the Hill stays closed because of an accident, and in Rutland, the A1 Great North Road is blocked northbound at the Rutland Water Turn because of an accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
Hold on to your phones, people. PlusNet has tons of brand new mobile plans pumped full of mobilosity. Loads of data, loads of calls, loads of texts for hardly any cash. That phone's fit to burst. Pick from a range of new 4G SIM-only plans on flexible 30-day contracts, all backed up by PlusNet's brilliant customer service. Visit plus.net/mobile today. PlusNet will do you proud.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Friday nights from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, you're right. That's Pippa Evans. She's in it.
When the red
We're
light
just
goes on.
I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, I know. Hi, Pippa.
I'll put my clothes back on.
No.
What?
Nothing.
Radio.
Yes. How are you?
I'm really well, cool. Actually. But actually, my voice sounds a bit croaky.
You are a bit croaky.
I'm a bit croaky, but that's just Christmas, isn't it?
It's the croaky much, time of the year.
It is. You're too much drinking and talking.
Yes.
I'm drunk right now.
Well, good. Just stay there.
Okay.
For one moment.
One minute.
Because we will be talking to you about you. very shortly.
Okay, great.
But ahead of that, and you won't have failed to notice this yourself, the news, generally speaking, because that's what we cover, is quite complicated.
Oh, news is hard.
I mean, Cornelius.
No, I can't get my head around it.
No. Well, no one can, and that's why we help, Pippa. Mm. We're here to help every single weekday, and we drill down into the news to analyse it in depth. When you do that, as you know, what you find inside the news is Japanese poetry.
Mm.
It's like tapping a think of a Terry's chocolate orange at Christmas.
Yeah.
And you know you tap to unwrap like that. It unwraps, doesn't it? It's like that. When you do that, instead of chocolate orange, out comes Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables again. We present the news in haikus.
Southern Rail, so crap. Bet strikers can't even come mute to picket line.
Yeah. And that makes you think, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah. It makes me think, I hope Japan isn't listening.
It's 3:15 in the afternoon. Now you're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes and I promised you hot guest action, and as ever I deliver, for through the doors here comes the Olivier Award winning songstress, improviser, comedian and lady, Pippa Evans. Hi.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Can I just say that rock music does not suit you in that Christmas cardigan?
That's where you're wrong, because though it belies a Christmas exterior, inside I am pure rock.
No, that's true. That is 100%
yeah,
true.
There you go. I'm thinking of this as a gateway cardigan, by the way.
Oh, right.
Because it's not the full Christmas. There's nothing particularly Christmas. Mm. There's no Christmas motif.
Just right. Patterned,
but
isn't
it is patterned in a Christmas, you could argue, snowflakey sort of fashion.
You can probably wear it up to the 14th of December. Probably couldn't wear it in late November.
Certainly not.
No.
It's very much a transitional.
That's right. It's a transitional cardigan.
Oh, I look at it. But you've not even bothered.
No,
frankly.
I didn't bother.
Look at
I didn't.
You.
I'm wearing mustard yellow.
You're wearing mustard
who
yellow?
Wears mustard yellow?
It's the colour of diarrhoea.
Baby diarrhoea is the worst kind.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. That's what it says on the label, in fact. Baby diarrhoea jumper. Never mind. It's always a pleasure to see you, John.
And you. How are you?
I'm very well. Yeah. I've just had a lovely pizza.
What sort was it?
It was salami and portobello, but best of all, it was free.
Well, you can't argue with that. Did you steal it?
What's stealing when...
When you don't pay.
Yeah, okay. I stole it, but in a kind way. Because otherwise it would have just gone cold.
Good, fair enough.
No one had picked it up.
Good point. All right, so you're a bit croaky. We sort of said that because it's Christmas time.
Christmas time.
But that's difficult for you because, you know, you've got to sing and stuff. That's what you do.
And that is why I'm croaky, is because I've been singing so much.
Yeah.
Doing lots of singing. We're learning all the Christmas songs for a big old Christmas event we're doing on Saturday called Yule Rock.
Here comes the flogging part.
Oh,
this is where, you know, you're not the first through these doors to flog a Christmas thing. I'll be honest. Andy Zaltzman yesterday, Stephen K.A. Moss, Joe Lycett. They've all been through here flogging their Christmas wares, and now it's your turn.
That's right. It's my turn.
Yeah.
And here I am.
Give it your best shot.
December the 17th, this Saturday,
yeah,
in London Town, Westminster, Central Hall. 1,800 people.
That's a big venue.
That's right. 1,800 people singing along to all the best Christmas hits. It's like an alternative carol service, singing all the top pop songs from Wham to Mariah,
yeah,
all I Want for Christmas Is You, not the EU, for this one. It's got a band, a choir, and it's just the best time you'll have and get you right in the Christmas spirit. You would have to put your full Christmas jumper on for this.
I would do that for you.
Yes.
Now, this is all part of Sunday Assembly.
So
for those that don't know, explain what that is.
Sunday Assembly is a group of godless congregations that celebrate life. So what we did, me and my friend Sanderson Jones, who's another comedian, we decided to answer the question, can you do church without the God bit?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we found out, yes, you can.
Yes, because it gets thousands of people coming to it.
It gets thousands of people. So 5,000 people across the world. So there's 70 of these Sunday assemblies around the world. And the one of the biggest ones is in London. So we meet twice a month. And instead of hymns, we have pop songs. And instead of a sermon, we have someone come and speak about something interesting. And we have a motto, which is live better, help often, and wonder more. And it's just a really great way of bringing people together and creating community, because a lot of people, particularly in London, talk about being lonely. In fact, I believe a statistic came out recently, which is that 18% of people feel lonely a lot of the time.
Lonely this Christmas.
Lonely this Christmas, yeah. One of the many songs we will be singing on Saturday the 17th.
Are you running the full gamut of all of the hateful songs as well as the nice songs? And I mean hateful in a they're overplayed in shops kind of a way.
Oh, yeah, of course. You've got to sing those ones. Because those are the songs that you hate but actually you love. So Wizard, a bit of Slade. We're also doing sort of like, you know, the older ones, White Christmas, the slightly patronising Santa Baby. That song.
So we don't say the words to that, we just make those noises.
Just make those noises.
Excellent, good.
My favourite moment will be when we sing Walking in the Air. I'm hoping to get a ruff and dress like Alan Jones.
As opposed to being dressed a bit rough. No offence.
Oh, John.
It's a baby diarrhea jumper.
Takes one to know one.
good comeback.
You are a baby diarrhea.
See why you're a comedian. So in terms of knowing the words, though, I mean, are they? I mean, we know most of them, but...
Projected. Wait a minute. Do we have a special guest? Yes, we do. Who is it? Barry Cryer.
Barry Cryer. Oh.
Didn't know he could sing.
Nothing says Christmas like Barry Cryer.
He's like Father Christmas. You had a shave, didn't you? It's so great. So Barry Cryer's coming along with Ronnie Golden, and they're going to do some of their great great comedy songs. Yes, he does sing, and he's absolutely great. He's really excellent, because I did... I'm sorry, I haven't a clue recently. It was fun.
I'm not really allowed. I'm ready for now.
No, you're not allowed on, John. Right. I made that happen.
I know.
I made that happen.
I know you did.
Yeah, I did.
I know
I
that
did.
You started that. Yeah.
I did. I started it because I just don't like you.
Fair enough.
So it's just going to be great, and everyone should come.
Yeah.
You just have to go on Eventbrite and search Yule Rock.
Yes.
Y-U-L-E.
Clever.
Rock. Clever.
Yeah.
Are you going to come, John?
I'd love to come. I'd love to come, actually.
Would you?
Do you know what? I always... get to Christmas, and then sort of Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, I remember I forgot to feel Christmassy in the run-up to Christmas. And every year I tell myself in November, I'm going to feel so Christmassy this year.
Yes.
And then I get to Christmas, and I just go, well, I didn't feel Christmassy! That's why I'm trying to embrace it more.
This would stop that slightly scary moment in your life. But yes, it's good. Yeah, come, please do come. We're also singing Let It Go, so if you want to bring the girls.
That's good. See, I did make a Christmas compilation thing a couple of years ago now, of Christmas songs that I do like, not ones that I don't like. Step Into Christmas, as I mentioned earlier. I'd rather step in Dog Mess than into Elton John's Christmas.
Oh, wow.
I'd rather step into Elton John's mess.
Okay, but if you heard the riff at the beginning, I'm going to sing along even though I hate it.
He does sort of suck you in. I mean, the songs that I like, Tim Minchin's White Wine in the Sun,
great song.
Smith and Burroughs' When the Thames Froze. I mean, how contemporary... Do you not know that?
I don't know that one. I think someone else made that face when I said I didn't know that.
Tom Smith from Editors, Andy Burroughs from Razorlight.
It's a whole Christmas album.
Christmas album.
Excellent.
Is it?
When the Thames Froze is probably the best Christmas song you will ever hear.
Guys, we're here to sell your rock, not Burroughs and Frozen, whatever it's called.
But though Frozen isn't a Christmas song, I put Frozen on my compilation of Christmas songs.
It's
a great song.
I mean, the best song in Frozen, though, is the Snowman song. Whatever happened to the snowman in summer? That one.
That's not the best song.
It is. No. Leave on the tree.
No,
I don't sing lyrics.
I mean, really, don't sing in that voice ever again. I mean, that's just all manner of wrong.
There is a choir at this event.
There's a choir with talent.
Doing that.
I'm leading the choir. No,
it's just
no, there is a really great choir, 35 strong, led by Emma Brumfield. Wow, it's going to be smashing.
Yeah.
That's great. I want to know one more song from your alternative song list.
Coldplay, Christmas Lights.
I don't know any of these songs.
What's wrong with you old-fashioned woman?
I'm really old-fashioned. I'm wearing a mustard jumper. I've got a bob. I'm only 21. That's great.
But because I can't play Christmas Lights. Tim Minchin's White Wine in the Sun. You mentioned Wham's Last Christmas. I quite like Jimmy Eat World's cover of it, but I'm the only person in the world that does it when I hate it.
What about that really beautiful miserable song Mad World? Do you remember?
Yes. You're doing that voice again.
All modern songs are sung in that voice, though, aren't they? Like you mentioned Tom Adele earlier, didn't you?
And he's Tom Adele.
That's a bit more Bob Dylan, isn't it?
You're not going to get a Nobel Prize for doing that.
A Nobel one?
No.
I've already got Olivier. They can't take it back, kids.
Actually, we should mention that, because that's pretty impressive. We've talked about this before on air, but that's a pretty impressive deal, getting an Olivier Award.
Well, we're very proud. So that was for Showstopper, the improvised musical, which is
hugely successful.
Hugely successful. Yeah. And that was just, what a great moment to be given an Olivier Award for making something up on the stage. So people pay money and they invest in the idea that we're going to definitely deliver them a musical. Yeah. So last night we did Let's Go Spy a Kite, a Russian espionage set in MI6. I played Mother Russia. My two daughters, Katya and Babushka, we sang a song in the style of a Book of Mormon called... I'm going to check I can see these words on. Yeah, called...
Just be careful.
We're as good as a man, even though we've got boobies. Yeah, so, can you say boobies? Can you say boobies?
You can say boobies on air.
Isn't it boobies? Talk rock. You can say most stuff on talk radio, can't you?
Most of it, yeah, but not. But don't.
No, okay, right. I won't try it. I won't test it.
No, don't test that.
But yeah, Showstopper is really great, and that was a really great moment for us.
And that's continuing all next year as well?
Next year at the Lyric, on Shaftesbury Avenue.
Because I haven't seen that yet.
Have you not?
No.
John, would you like to come? Wait a minute. Have you invited me on here to give you free tickets?
Yes, I have.
Okay, now I know the deal.
Well, the only reason I get people on here is to give them next year's entertainment for free. That's all it is. You think I'd have got Andy Zaltzman on here if he wasn't giving me tickets to something? Come on. He actually offered me tickets to cricket, and I hate that. So it's pointless. But look, we're out of time now.
Oh, John.
Well, that was it.
It was so nice to spend time with you.
I know, and you.
We'll see you again one day.
Oh, yes. Your thing that I go do for free.
Yes, that's right. I'll send you some ticks.
Good. Pippa Evans, thank you very much. Remind us one more time when You'll Rock is on and where we'd find tickets.
You'll Rock is on this Saturday, the 17th of December at 8 p.m. at Westminster Central Hall. You'll find tickets on Eventbrite if you search You'll Rock. Y-U-L-E.
There you go. In the next bit of the programme, it's the big debate, Pippa. I know you like
Shall
that.
Shall I join in?
At 3 o'clock, there's a diversity paper review. Today we embrace our EU cousins by inviting a Spanish. So you'll like that as well. Contrary to all that's happened over the past few months, when we started on here, we launched a thing called the diversity paper review.
Oh, wow.
So this is genuinely the most diverse programme in broadcasting.
Oh, wow.
Because each day a different diversity reviews the papers.
Oh.
I mean, there's box ticking and then there's that, Pippa.
You are a box that's being ticked.
Oh, I am.
You are.
Yes. And then we'll play a game of band or name of one of Santa's elves. And for that, you can win some meat. It's budgetary. Chicken, beef, lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg. Because we're not racist. All of those up for grabs in the last half an hour of the programme. If you'd like to play 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
It's an awful big turkey.
We'll get you talking.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. amigoloans.co.uk.
Divorce. It affects every part of your life. You, your family, your home, your finances. If you're a man facing divorce, perhaps one you don't want, the situation becomes even more complicated. At times like these, you need a professional you can trust. Cordell & Cordell, one of America's largest divorce law firms now in the UK, is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Forget the naughty or nice list. Smash your to-do list with this powerful gift idea from B&Q. Selected McAllister power tools are two for just £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Offer ends 22nd of December, some stores excluded. For individual prices, see DIY.com.
Breathe with confidence under the mistletoe this Christmas with CB12 mouthwash. Not only does CB12 mouthwash contain fluoride to help strengthen teeth, it also provides up to 12-hour protection from unpleasant breath. So close moments can be truly enjoyed this party season.
Visit cb12.co.uk for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's just about 3 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, claims Syrians being shot dead, rail chaos, and TalkTalk hacker is sentenced.
Talk Radio.
The UN says it has reports pro-government forces have killed 82 civilians on the spot in Aleppo. The Syrian army is closing in on the last rebel-held area in the city. Other reports suggest around 100 children are trapped in a building that's under heavy attack. In the House of Commons, MPs are discussing the situation with this appeal for more action from international community by former Cabinet Minister Andrew Mitchell.
We need to get immediately food, medicine and fuel and medical services into East Aleppo. We also need to have independent humanitarian eyes and ears on the ground.
The Transport Secretary has called on striking train staff to get back to work as 500,000 people are experiencing the worst rail disruption in more than two decades. Unions are taking 3 days of industrial action in the long-running dispute with Southern Rail over driver-only trains. Tosh MacDonald is the president of the Asleth Union.
It's years ago since we've had a strike on a passenger company. Years. And it's not something we do lightly. And this is something that's come from our members. Our members are sick of being put in what they believe is an unsafe position.
A judge has warned a 17-year-old who admitted hacking offences linked to the TalkTalk data breach to use his IT skills legally in future. The teenager has been given a 12-month rehabilitation order and has had his mobile and hard drive confiscated. The Football League says it's found a letter in its archives raising concerns about an academy run by a former Southampton youth coach back in 1989. The note, which was sent to 92 clubs, is about Bob Higgins' academy operating outside of its licence. It's not linked to specific claims of historical sexual abuse of children, which he denies. But the Football League has handed it to police in case it's relevant to current investigations. And a tiny deer with the body the size of a Christmas bauble has been born in the UK. She's the first Philippine mouse deer to be born in the country. The species is endangered and the fawn weighs just 430 grams.
Talk Radio, national weather.
I wasn't listening to a word of that.
Are they going to hang up that bauble reindeer?
Oh, the bauble reindeer.
It's not a reindeer. It's a Philippine mouse deer.
Well, they shouldn't hang it up on a tree then.
They weren't planning on doing that.
Did you work out whether its head was the size of a normal reindeer but its body was just the size of a bauble?
It's not a reindeer. It's got... It's in proportion. I actually printed off a picture which I forgot to get.
Oh.
It's on my desk.
Great.
I'll get it.
Thanks.
Okay. Hang on one sec. We'll all just hang on while Cornelius gets the picture.
Yeah.
Just wait a minute.
It's just like to get him out of the room for a bit.
Yeah, why? Hello. Hello. What are you planning?
Nothing.
Now it's gone weird. All right, Victoria, calm down.
Who is?
Who is back?
I mean, it's the biggest anticlimax ever. It's just a picture of a rat.
It's about to be that in here. You don't know what went
on. What happened?
Let's just say there was an anticlimax. Which is the opposite of it.
It's just a picture of a rat, really.
Basically, yes.
But that's a deer. A tiny, tiny deer. That's so disrespectful.
Have you finished?
I can do the weather.
Okay. Here's Victoria with the weather.
Are you going to sing it?
Victoria, she's got the weather. She's got the weather. She's called Victoria.
Thanks, John. Cloudy, damp and mild for most places, apart from the far north of Scotland where it's sunny. Why are you doing that when I'm speaking? Highs of 12 degrees.
There's more in half an hour.
Don't say that.
Now, here's Ben, Ben Fletcher. He's got the pre-recorded sport, which today comes live from a game of musical chairs where a prankster, bear with me, keeps placing whoopee cushions on the seats, but they're whoopee cushions that have been impregnated with Whoopi Goldberg, the comedian and actress. Sport live from a game of musical chairs where a prankster keeps placing Whoopi Goldberg cushions on the seats, thanks to the French tickler.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Bournemouth host Premier League champions Leicester this evening, with boss Eddie Howe calling on his side to tighten up their defence. They've conceded 9 goals in their last 3 top-flight fixtures, and Howe says it's something they'll be working on.
We always look at ourselves first, no matter what the goal is, or how creative or scored.
we always have to look at ourselves and make sure we analyse ourselves properly and know that we could have done better and obviously work towards it.
Elsewhere, Arsenal can go top of the table with a victory over struggling Everton this evening. Tottenham's Dele Alli has dismissed rumours linking him to move away from White Hart Lane. The England midfielder is reportedly the target of a big money bid from PSG. Finally, England Rugby Union captain Dylan Hartley will find out tomorrow whether he's banned for the start of the Six Nations in February. He's been officially cited for his red card during Northampton's European Championship by Leinster. That's the link.
And there it was. That was the sports live from a game of musical chairs where a prankster keeps putting Whoopi Goldberg cushions on the seat. They're like Whoopi cushions. When you sit on them, they both make that sound and the voice of Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We know what they are, thanks, John.
Comes out. You're listening to it on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, indeed. And across the UK. And on online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Thank you. So, still to come on the programme then. Very shortly, the big debate, of course. Diversity paper review today as well. But in the last half an hour of the programme, your chance to win some meat. Now, you can do this in a game of band or name of one of Santa's Christmas elves. That is what we'll be playing. You're going chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's Tuesday.
Or a Christmas pudding.
Because it's the week before Christmas week.
Or a box of organic veg.
Because we're not racist.
No, we're not doing that as well.
So get in touch now, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Is the number to call. Text, get in touch with. Whatever you want to do. It's time for the big debate. So we don't care enough about the elderly. That's the news today. As MPs call for foreign aid funds to be diverted to Britain's pensioners. As care for the elderly is, quote, underfunded and overstretched. Now this, as you'll know from the news as well, has led to pensioners going on strike. And in the run-up to Christmas, that has led to a surplus of Quality Street and packets of Werther's Originals that pensioners simply aren't buying now because of the strike. It's a dangerous build-up of both products. Plus, they're threatening, elderly relatives are threatening this Christmas that once they arrive in your home for Christmas, they're threatening to refuse to leave. They're going on strike, they're going to refuse to leave your house until well after Boxing Day, long after you don't want them there anymore. Pensioners have said they will down teeth until the pensioner operator reverses its plans to automate pensioners to save money. But until both sides sit down and can't get up again to break bread, there will be no pensioner services this Christmas. They are being withdrawn. The pensioners are going on strike. That means young children will have to go without being kissed by a grandma with a hairy chin. Now, on the line listening to me say the word bread in there is Joe. He's on the phone. He's called Talk Radio. He lives in Torquay. Hello, Joe.
Hi, John. Hi, John. Hi, John.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Joe. Hi. Now, you've called in because you heard me say the word bread. I understand you. I understand you. I understand. I understand you want bread to be outlawed, possibly jailed. Tell us what's wrong with bread.
Yeah, we'll put it this way. I'd like to see a heck of a lot more bread broken in this country.
Yeah.
Look, bread, it's disgusting. And above all, it's a facilitator for a lot of other unpleasant substances, most specifically Marmite, which, as we know, is a purveyor of hate. It breeds hate, it's very divisive, it's very aggressive. And bread is also used to make sandwiches. Sandwich, a place in Kent, which is well known for being racist. So, you know, for me, this is an issue of tolerance, it's an issue of upholding British values, it's an issue of getting rid of bread. It's time to put bread in the bread bin.
Thank you very much, Joe. Stay on the line, because calling in, that's Joe in Torquay, calling on the other line is Joe from Torbay, which is basically the same place. Second Joe, you've heard first Joe there talking about putting bread in the bread bin. That's the place for it. He says we should have no more bread. It comes from the Sandwich in Kent, which is a racist town. What do you make of this?
I don't know what he's talking about, John. I don't know what he's talking about.
He's talking about bread.
Do you know what, John? It makes me... I'm starting to wonder if some of your callers are just the same people phoning up for a laugh sometimes.
No, don't be ridiculous.
Not me, not me.
Well, I see. Well, I mean, if without bread, right? Yeah. Without bread, we wouldn't have toast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'd have a load of redundant jam and marmalade producers.
Well, hang on. Let me just stop you right there, because we wouldn't have toast. But you can toast marshmallows. So...
Me, you wouldn't want to put Marmite on a marshmallow. And anyway, the other thing is, what would ducks eat?
Plankton?
Children? Other ducks?
He's right, because if bread wasn't available, they would have to go for an alternative. They'd be forced, the ducks would be forced, the equivalent of a duck being forced underground is a duck being forced underwater. Ducks would be forced underwater where they'd eat themselves and children, if we had no bread. That's evolution.
Also, what would restaurants do? They'd have to come up with something else to rack up our bills with.
He's got a good point, hasn't he, Joe, in talking? That could be the end of the... this is the first show. End of our restaurant industry, if they can't rack up our bills.
I don't know. I think they can serve toasted marshmallows. I think that's easy. Or, you know, there's pretzels, there's those little olive things that you sometimes get in Italian restaurants, complete nonsense in defence of a substance that is fundamentally immoral.
Let me ask you, I mean, this is controversial. Theresa May was obviously pictured, and everyone's been talking about this, in trousers made of bread. And a lot of people are arguing that she shouldn't have done that. It's of course, this is about just about managing people, which is jam. And they're saying literally a trouser made of bread, that's bread and jam. Where do you stand on Theresa May?
Me?
If you like.
Right, yep. I would stand on her breaded trousers. That's...
I'll tell you something about Theresa May. You know, she makes her own bread using yeast harvested from her own body.
Yes.
Disgusting.
I mean, it's funny you should say...
Well, it's a good thing.
I mean, it's a good... Let's talk about that, because you want to get rid of bread, Joe, and first Joe. And many people voted for that in this country during Brexit. You are a yeast denier. And I wonder what we make of this, because if that's what... I mean, we've looked through history. We've had this before. Mrs. Thatcher in the 80s, of course, she closed the bread mines. That led to running battles with striking bakers. Mr. Allinson, you remember, the leader of the bread union, fell foul of Mrs. Thatcher, with the police storming the picket line. I just wonder if, you know, if getting rid of bread overall is going to cause... problem. I mean, look, Jesus himself, didn't he? Fed 5,000 people with bread and fish. If he just had fish and no bread, half of those people would have starved to death. I mean, you can't expect Jesus to perform miracles.
Look, Jesus had his way of doing things, and that was fine at the time. But, you know, let's look at other things. There was manna in the desert, there were quail. There are many things that Jesus could feed people with if he fancied it. I just wonder, you know, how much your Joe on the other line would like to, for example, sleep in a bed made of bread. You know, would he like that? Would he enjoy that? An entire bed? Would he like to wear bread trousers?
I've made my bed and I'll lie in it.
Yeah, is it made of bread?
My bed is a massive cheese toasty, and I'm going to get in there with Jesus and get all gooey together.
Right.
Disgusting.
I mean, it's an interesting point of view. Look, I want you to have a quick listen to something for me, actually. I want to, being Christmas, let me just play you something with the word bread in it.
I am hardly religious. I'd rather break bread with Dawkins than Desmond Tutu, to be honest.
Yeah. And now let's, going down first Joe from Torquay's route, and you want to get rid of bread. Let's listen to that again.
No, please no. Please no.
We're going to listen to it. We're going to listen to it again with the bread.
Religious. I'd rather break with Dawkins than Desmond Tutu, to be honest.
Now, if you take away bread, that's what's going to happen. Is that what you want?
I don't know why Tim Minchin wants to break bread with Richard Dawkins anyway.
Yeah, but
I mean, he's widely considered to be off on science, and actually his neo-Darwinist ideas are being discredited increasingly by the scientific community, and all he has really is style and no substance. So actually, yes, I would like to see that song without the word bread in it and without any of the other words in it, because it's a boring Christmas song, John. It's not one of the fun ones like, I wish it could be Christmas. It's not like that. It's boring. We should get rid of all the words and all the music.
Joe, the other Joe on line one, are you inbred?
Yes.
Yes, because as you said, you've climbed in.
Well, as you know, both the other Joe and I both come from Devon, so we're all inbred down there.
Yeah, that's right. But you
may well be related to me.
Yeah, well, indeed, and it's interesting that you said you got inbred there, which is it was just a little test to see whether you were. Give me yes or no answers to this. Right? I'm going to give you some breads, and I just want yes or no from both of you. So Joe won first. White bread.
Yes.
Same to the other Joe.
Oh yes.
Oh, this is yeah.
Racist.
What's he saying yes for?
What, yeah.
Like bread.
I thought you were against bread. You can't read.
I said yes because I'm tolerant. Because I'm tolerant of all races. You said yes because you're a white supremacist.
All right.
And you want to further the cause of white people in your neo-Nazi bread world.
What about brown bread then?
Yes.
No.
No. Not to extremists.
Soda bread.
Yes.
Other Joe.
Yes. Yes.
So you're saying yes to a lot of bread here, Joe. One.
Well, yeah, but only just.
You can make your mind up. You can't come on the radio with a point of view and then change it halfway through.
The British people voted for Brexit.
Yes, I know.
We respect the will of the British people, but that doesn't mean I'm happy about bread. It means I want the best deal on bread for the people in Britain, and you can't accuse me of. You know, having no policy or no stance.
If we get rid of it, what's the best thing going to be since?
The best thing since sliced marshmallows.
That doesn't work.
Ducks. Sliced up.
Right, okay, well, look. They do it. All right,
I'm coming round to your house, Other Joe, in Torquay, and I'm going to post-toast through your letterbox until your house is completely full of bread. And then I'm going to chuck yeast down your chimney.
Well, you can't do it, because I live with all my relatives, who are all the people in... So I have loads of relatives, because we're
in bread as well.
The
inbred.
House is too full, so you won't be able to get all the bread in.
Let's keep it civil, because we're trying to have a civil conversation. It is an emotive subject, I appreciate, it on the subject of whether or not we need bread anymore. You know, tempers fray.
Come on, use your loaf.
Let me just tell you about these trials in Sweden that they're doing. I don't really know about these.
Sweden?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What they're doing, of course, first of all, they tried this. Yeah, this is your idea, Joe. They tried this. They didn't want sliced bread over there specifically. They glued all the sliced bread together and still sold it in the shops. Everyone died of glue poisoning. So to get rid of the bread... what they did, of course, they got rid of the yeast content, which was for many the most offensive part of bread, and then all you could eat, all you could spread on bread in the end was Caniston, and you know that didn't go well either. So I'm just wondering, finally, because we've got to bring the debate to a closure just for time. I mean, I know we haven't really solved the problem, but let me ask you this: which bread is the most offensive bread to you, yes or no? Joe from Torbay first.
Knackebrot, which is a Swedish bread.
Just a yes or no?
Oh, yes.
Other Joe?
No.
Right. Sum up the debate for me in one word.
Bread. Yeast.
Thank you. There we must leave the debate. It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, you can hear tempers fraying there because it's such a big, emotive, difficult, sometimes a near impossible subject to debate because people just have very strong opinions either way. Do you think we need bread anymore in post Brexit Britain, really? Do we need bread when we've got hovercrafts and sleep deprivation? Do we? What do you think? Let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you'd like.
It's a big debate, and you're listening to it on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Festive free speech with all the trimmings.
We want our show to focus on the joy of Christmas.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
A wise old elf once said,
"There is no perfect gift, only a gift perfect for someone."
Which is why, at Not On The High Street, we have gifts for gardeners, presents for perfectionists, and stocking-sized somethings for small children across the land. Find gifts lovingly made by our 5,000 partners, I mean elves, at notonthehighstreet.com. Magic is real.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
It's 3 hours into the family Christmas board game. No one's talking and you couldn't care in the slightest who wins. Fortunately, Maplin can upgrade your Christmas with a range of amazing tech gifts, including NextBase dash cams, VR headsets, and special offers like save £20 on an Elgato Game Capture HD to record all your gaming triumphs. So make your next move visiting us in store or search Maplin online. Maplin, all the tech you need this Christmas.
Santa does a cracking job this time of year. Making toys, flying the world, squeezing down chimneys, which does get trickier with each mince pie. But what about the grown-ups? It can't be more socks for Dad, can it? This Christmas with Renault, we're giving you £500 off the list price on a Renault Captur, Kadjar, new Clio and all-new Megane hatch until the 9th of January. So don't worry, Santa. We've got you covered. Book your test drive today. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. Register by 31st of March 2017. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have. This Tuesday, there's a £31 million jackpot and two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euro Millions. Only from the National Lottery. Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
The M6 in Lancashire is still suffering northbound with a lane out after a vehicle fire near junction 32 at the Broughton interchange. There's a couple of problems on the M6 north between 18 for Middlewich and 17 for Sandbach. There's an accident and a breakdown. Looks like the collapsed manhole's been repaired though. Through Rutland, the A1 Great North Road at the turn for Rutland Water is blocked northbound because of an accident. And there's queues through Chiverton Cross in Cornwall. This is on the eastbound A30 because of works near to the Chiverton Cross roundabout. I'm Gerina Adams.
This Christmas at Tesco Mobile, we've packaged up some great deals for you. Like this Alcatel Pop 4 for only £7.50 a month, now with a free gift. A Gecko 2 power bank. One more reason why 98% of our customers would buy from us again. Pop into a Tesco Mobile phone shop or visit tescomobile.com. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 24-month contract subject to status. Free gift until December the 21st. Charges and terms at tescomobile.com. Over 18,000 customers surveyed this year.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And on the next Full Set Breakfast, I'll be waving my magic wand, careful not to get anyone's eye out with it, and taking you off once again to Panto Land. We've shared with you a positive plethora of Panto stars on the next Full Set Breakfast. Only that winner of Britain's Got Talent himself, Jai McDowell, with me, Paul Ross, and your chance to have your say on the big burning issues of the day. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. Better call Paul on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
On the radio. That's technically what you're listening to, is the radio, and we are on it. Hi, it's a Tuesday, isn't it? And it's time to take some of your reactions just ahead of the diversity paper review. Cornelius, a lot of reactions coming in for this big debate today, and whether or not we need bread or not. What have you got there?
John, I didn't vote Brexit, but my parents did. They've since They've since regretted it because they've lost their jobs at the mill. Yep. They clearly didn't think what they were doing when they voted. They just did it because Julia Hartley Brewer told them to.
Yep.
That's coming from a son of a racist.
Yep.
John, if we got rid of bread, what would rhyme with the following words? Red and dead.
Head. Lead. Bed. Fred.
Fed.
Ned.
Shed.
Street cred. Zed.
Wed. Nesday.
Med. Go on holiday to the Med. Mediterranean.
Oh, yeah.
So there's actually a lot. Do keep those coming in. John, what did the three wise men take to Jesus? Gold, frankincense and myrrh. Did they take bread? No. And that's significant.
That is significant.
It's significant. Another one just simply says, Hovis or Novis? You decide. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's do a diversity paper review. So you'll be aware, if you're a regular listener, that we are the most diverse programme in broadcasting, for we bring you the Diversity Paper Review. Yes, it's a paper review, but the people doing it are all of a different diversity, each and every day. All people from all walks of life. Today, we've decided to extend the friendly hand towards a Europe that hates us and invite a Spanish into the studio to review the papers. She's called Marta. And she presses the buttons on the other side of the glass, but now has to come in here rather awkwardly to review the papers. Hi, Marta.
Hi. Do I actually have to go in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. But I can't leave the desk.
It's fine.
Cass, can you look after
the
desk?
Oh, God, don't let her do it.
Yeah,
don't,
yeah, I'll do it.
Oh, God, oh, God.
Someone else will make John's tea for him.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm coming in then.
All right.
All right, I'll take that. Yeah, okay, cheers.
Stop coughing! Stop wheezing!
Don't press that one.
Oh!
The yellow one.
Okay.
It's a nuclear bomb.
Right, okay.
Don't wheeze at us. Switch your mic off, it sounds horrible. God, Cassie, honestly. I thought her voice was bad, but now. So I'll just introduce it.
It's hard to tell when Cassie's trying to speak or just
making
coughing.
Those noises.
Yeah.
Okay. She's very ill.
Yeah, it's very something. Right, here's. We'll just edit this bit out when it goes out.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Here's Marta with the Diversity Paper Review. Hi, Marta. Welcome to the studio.
Hello. How are you?
Very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
And remind us of your diversity.
I'm Spanish.
That's right. Good.
I'm still here.
Yeah. You won't be. What's in the papers, Marta? What have you been looking at? What have you been reviewing for us?
Well, there are loads of things in the papers today. It's all very complicated,
but we won't
get into that today. Okay. Because it's very, very complicated. I'm going to start with earlier. We were talking about Cruz Beckham.
Cruz Beckham, the child of Beckham, who has spawned a child, and that child has spawned an abomination.
Yes. Well, his brother, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Named after a bridge.
Yes.
Allegedly.
What's Cruz named after?
It means cross in Spanish. He was born in Spain, actually.
Oh, there you go then.
Yeah.
Cross Beckham.
Yeah.
Because that was like Beckham's signature move in football.
Yeah.
could be that, actually.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Beckham has been caught with a parking ticket, and apparently it's the fourth in 2 months.
Is it now? What sort of car does Brooklyn Beckham have? Do we know?
Well, he has a Mercedes C-Class. I've got to say, I'm a little bit disappointed.
How old is he?
I think he is.
I thought he was about 12.
Are you disappointed?
17.
He's got a Mercedes C-Class.
Yeah.
Are you disappointed in the car or his behaviour?
Well, both.
Okay.
Why are you disappointed in the car?
I thought he was a BMW kind of guy.
He's 17. When I was 17, I had to save up my money and buy a Ford Fiesta that cost £1,200. Make him work for it. Go and work in the co-op on a Thursday, Friday night and all day Saturday like I had to.
He works. He's a photographer, apparently.
Everyone's a photographer now.
God,
yeah, no, and he's
smartphones.
He's edited a book which is called Through My Eyes.
We all did that at 17.
What I See, something
so
like
I had
that.
To work in the co-op and he's editing a book and the other one's a pop star.
Well, it's his version of a co-op because he's rich and famous and an Instagram star. So, yeah, apparently he's not a big fan of parking where it's allowed to park. So he's been getting lots of parking tickets.
Is he what? He, does he care that he could just afford the fines? Can't he? He just goes.
Yeah.
Because technically,
yeah,
if you want to,
because you know the car itself, it's £37,000, which is more than I will ever earn in my life. I think.
Probably not in your life.
But I work in radio.
No, you work here. That's a good point. Yeah, good point. It is more than that. Yeah, you're right.
So yeah, it's quite an expensive car. I think he just doesn't care. He just parks it wherever he wants to because, you know, he's broken.
Well, it's obvious, given that some, maybe in inner cities, certainly in London, parking is so expensive per hour and you get fined, I don't know, 60 quid for leaving your car on yellow lines, maybe. And then
that's spare change for him.
Exactly. And it's probably cheaper than a parking ticket. If you want to leave it there for 3 days, that's cheaper than buying 3 days worth of parking tickets. It's probably 25 quid a time.
Yeah.
So that's probably what he's doing.
Probably. Or because he's not a good citizen.
All right, you
allegedly.
Said that.
I said that.
You said that. You said that. All right. That. Look, can you hang on? Because we need to do more papers.
Yeah.
But now there's an awkward moment because Victoria's here to do the news.
Oh, no, she can't do the news because I'm here.
Well, that's right.
So,
all right,
so
I'll go. I could do with a bit of a break.
Yeah.
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 If that's all right, Marta, I'll just leave, yeah.
Yeah. Because, okay. You know, if I'm...
No, Marta, you've got to go out there and press
I've
the...
I've got to go.
You've got to go out there and press the buttons.
Okay.
No, but
for the news.
She doesn't want to. She just wants to...
Oh, no, it's fine. You know.
Off you go.
Okay.
Then you have to come back in and review the paper somewhere.
I will do. You can sit here.
I don't want to move now.
Okay.
Right. Marta's just...
Just wait for my signal.
Yeah.
Because I need to be ready for this.
Like multitasking. And that's a budgetary thing, if I'm honest.
Mm. Is that why you get me to tell jokes?
Yeah. Are you back through there, Marta?
Yeah, give me a sec.
Okay.
Let me...
I don't know why you just moved Cassie's arm.
Sorry, we're just very fond of each other.
Yeah.
Okay, ready when you are.
Okay, it's just gone 3:30. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The United Nations says there's been a complete meltdown of humanity in the city of Aleppo as the Syrian army prepares to take back control from the rebels. The charity UNICEF is concerned more than 100 unaccompanied children are trapped in a building which is under attack. Former Chancellor George Osborne told the House of Commons where an emergency debate is taking place, Britain is now learning the cost of not intervening in the war-torn country.
We did not intervene in Syria. Tens of thousands of people have been killed as a result. Millions of refugees have been sent from their homes across the world. We have allowed a terrorist state to emerge in the form of ISIS, which we're now trying to defeat.
The Transport Secretary has told striking Southern Rail staff to get back to work and to end what he's calling a completely unnecessary dispute. Hundreds of thousands of commuters have been disrupted by action in a row over who closes train doors. It comes as Argos delivery drivers have announced a 3-day strike from next Tuesday in a dispute over pay. The company says it has contingency plans in place so customers won't be affected in the run-up to Christmas. A 19-year-old has pleaded guilty to being involved in the multi-million-pound hacking of TalkTalk last year. It comes as another teenager has been given a year-long rehabilitation order after admitting hacking offences linked to the data breach. Manchester City's Yaya Toure says he didn't intentionally consume alcohol, but has pleaded guilty to drink driving. He's been banned from the road for 18 months and fined £54,000. And less than 2 months after she was appointed an honorary UN ambassador, Wonder Woman has lost the role. It follows a huge backlash from feminist groups who are unhappy a sexualized cartoon was chosen to represent gender equality. The weather cloudy and mild tonight, drizzle in northern areas with more persistent rain in the northwest, lows of 7 degrees. Tomorrow rain will move east, otherwise cloudy and dry with highs of 11. There's more in half an hour.
Yep. However, there's slightly. Are we doing more?
No,
we've got time.
No, sorry. Right. We'll do it another day, though.
We certainly will. See, it's getting towards Christmas, and Victoria is bearing gifts. She's not bare. She's bearing gifts She's dressed as a bear. She's bearing gifts of not gold, frankincense and myrrh, but jokes she's got from cracker, topical cracker jokes. We did some earlier, but I think we're going to continue this like throughout the week and next week, really, because it's...
That's a lot of jokes, which I don't have.
It's Christmas. Well, you know.
I mean, I can carry it on for one segment more. That's it.
Is that it? Will you be spent?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll maybe do some tomorrow.
All right.
Something for us all to look forward to there. Right, it's soon there's meat. This is the half hour of a meat giveaway. But now what's going to happen is Marta's got to carry on the diversity paper review for a minute, but she's also then got to press a button to get us out of the news, which she'll do now, and then a commercial will come on, and then she'll be back in. Bear with us, it'll work somehow.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I wonder who it was. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes, and now, slightly awkwardly, Marta will come back in here to do the diversity paper review. Because she's multitasking today, because I'll be honest with you, two of our diversity paper reviewers have gone out for lunch with Julia Hartley Brewer. So we're forced to travel to Spain. She's even brought me
Marta's bringing a tea.
She's even brought me a cup of tea. That's treble tasking.
Yeah, but I made it.
Oh. Did you make this, Cass?
Yeah.
With your illness?
Yep.
Let's put that back there.
Probably going to die now.
Did you lick the rim?
Coughed in it as well.
Oh. It's the diversity paper review with Marta. She's from Spain. Marta. Have you ever been out with anyone called Tom?
Do you remember that was the first thing you ever asked me when you met me?
Yep. And you went, why?
Why, John, why?
Tomata. She's got the diversity pay-per-view. We've already talked about one of the other Beckham spawn. Where are we going now?
We're going to Tumbledyer.
What?
Tumbledyer.
Tumble...
Do you mean Tumbledryer?
Nope. It's Tumbledyer, because it's a wordplay thingy, because a lady in somewhere...
Right.
She's convinced that her tumble dryer sounds like Danny Dyer from EastEnders.
What? So it speaks at her?
It makes a noise. So this is on page 3 of The Sun today.
Yes.
And it says, Mum Leslie Hazeldine reckons her hot point washer, other brands are available, sounds just... I can't read.
No, well, you are
Spanish.
I think
it's the studio.
With the paper review next time, can you read more than the headline?
Can you maybe try and learn how to read before you lecture other people on how to read?
Ooh, good atmosphere in the studio now. Although she does have a point, because Cornelius can't read either. But you're Spanish.
Yeah, well, he's Spanish as well. He's Mendes.
I taught Marta an English word today. Moorish.
That's not really a word, is it? It's more.
It is.
Well, no. I don't think it's even English. It's basically Moroccan.
Oh.
As in this architecture is a bit Moorish.
That's not what he meant. He was talking about waffles. It's
North African, isn't it? Because of the influence of the Moor.
Anyway,
so, all right, so there's a tumble dryer that sounds like Danny Dyer.
Yes, and we've got a clip.
Of course you have.
Of course, it's my thing.
Should we try and guess which is which? Have you got a clip of both or one of them?
I've got a clip of one of them, but you can guess which one.
Okay, let's. I can't wait for this. I'm going to have to.
Yep.
It turns out. This is what happens when you... This is what happens,
you're
Marta.
You're going to have to run through Marta.
Marta, it's your job to press these buttons and you're in here.
I'm not there.
Well, you left Cass in there. And that was never going to work. Look at her.
No, it says that it's encountered a fatal error, so just give me a minute.
You'll encounter a fatal error.
We're going to have to fail.
Just because I'm sat in this chair doesn't mean I can't come in there and cough in your face.
That's true, she's got a face. If it's a fatal error, I'm not sure it can be cured. I mean, this is fascinating radio and an insight in how it works.
Do you want me to go with another story in the meantime, or...?
Yeah, if you like, yeah.
I don't know. This isn't really a story, this is just a picture, but I found it really funny. It's a horse.
Yes.
And there are two dogs riding a horse.
Yes.
And I found it really funny. And good. It says, extraordinary choreography featuring horses and dogs is on display at the International Horse Show in a performance by the renowned Spanish trainer, Santi Serra.
Is that why you picked it, because it's Spanish?
No, because it's two dogs riding a horse.
Yes, but you people are cruel to animals. You throw donkeys off towers and stuff, don't you?
Not all of us do that.
No, some of you though.
Some of us. I mean, I definitely don't.
Yeah, it's not a hobby of yours.
No.
But is that why you were drawn towards that, two dogs riding a horse?
Maybe. I don't know. I think that the horse face is really funny.
The horses make a funny face, but I'm also glad you brought a picture to show us.
Well, this is a funny radio,
picture,
isn't it?
But if you Google horse dog riding, that's probably what you're actually probably best don't.
Yeah, don't.
That would be my advice. Are we anywhere near hearing Danny Dyer sounding like a tumble dryer yet, Cass, or should we just give up on it?
I think it's loading now.
It's trying to load.
I've got it on my laptop.
Have you?
Yeah. So if you take the iPad down.
Oh, I don't think that's gonna. Yeah, all right then.
Oh.
All right. It's a slow system.
It is a very slow system.
Bang it up.
All right, here we go. I mean, in what sense does that sound like?
It's supposed to be saying, come on in, come on in, come on in.
Oh, now you've said that, it does, yeah. Come on in, come on in, come on in, come on in. I'm related to royalty. Come on in. Come on in. Come on.
I don't know who Danny Dyer is, so... I don't really get it, but...
But thanks for bringing it in. That's Marta there. She had the Diversity paper review, which you were listening to on Talk Radio. Next. Thanks, Marta. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
You want to go back through there now?
Yeah, I'm going to go back hit to your the button buttons. To go to break.
Is that just this button here? I can just hit it now.
No, don't touch it. Don't touch it.
No, it's fine.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Well, which ones are yours and which ones are mine?
Christmas on Talk Radio.
This one's mine. And they're all yours.
We'll get you talking.
With BMW twin-power turbo engines and near-perfect 50-50 weight distribution, the BMW 1 Series delivers all the poise, power and precision you expect from a BMW. And now the 5-door BMW 118 iM Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £239. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,269 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of December and registered by 31st of March 2017. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
eBay has everything you need to throw a fantastic party this Christmas.
Dan, come on, help me think of things we should get for our Christmas party.
Crackers and party hats.
We have to have some fancy drinks.
Cocktail shakers and ice buckets.
Maybe a nice buffet in the corner.
Festive plates and cutlery.
Oh, and we need a little something to make it more memorable.
Pole dancing pole? For all the new party items you need, just click and collect from over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate party they'll never forget shop.
It's only a few drops of rain. Bit of water on the road. You're only doing 70. It's only a car braking in front. It's only a skid. It's only across one lane. It's only a family and their kids in the back.
When it rains, it kills. Last year, 2,918 people were killed or seriously injured when driving in the rain. Slow down. Highways England.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension. And most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell, one of America's largest divorce law firms now in the UK, is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 6060 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel. It's still really slow for the M6 in Lancashire with one lane still closed northbound near 32 for the Boughton interchange and the M55. The motorway's been resurfaced after a vehicle fire. There's a couple of problems on Cheshire's southbound M6 causing delays as you move between junctions 18 for Middlewich and 17 for Sandbach. In Stamford, the A1 Great North Road northbound at the Rutland Water Turn is down to one lane after an accident, so some of the block has been lifted there. And reports of a problem in Oxford for the southbound Western Bypass Road towards the Pear Tree interchange. Reports of an incident there. I'm Joanna Adams.
This Christmas at Tesco Mobile, we've packaged up some great deals for you. Like this Alcatel Pop 4 for only £7.50 a month. Now with a free gift. A Gecko 2 power bank. One more reason why 98% of our customers would buy from us again. Pop into a Tesco Mobile phone shop or visit tescomobile.com. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile. Requires a 24-month contract subject to status. Free gift until December the 21st. Charges and terms at tescomobile.com. Over 18,000 customers surveyed this year.
Jerry!
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's in the afternoons, for that is where you will find us. Momentarily, we'll be giving away some meat. Your choice, of course, chicken, beef or lamb or sausages, because it's a Tuesday. Or a Christmas pudding, because it's the week before Christmas week. Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. We're playing that in a game of, we're giving away that in a game of band or name of one of Santa's elves very shortly indeed. But before that, thanks for getting in touch for all of these celebrities you've been seeing around the place, that you've been spotting.
Spotting.
David Attenborough has been joining in, of course. If you've been watching Planet Earth 2, David Attenborough listens to this show a lot. He's a big fan of it, and he's been spotting things as well. Have a listen to this.
There are some animals that most would consider too dangerous to tolerate in the city. Spotted hyenas.
Spotted. But who have you been spotting? Get in touch and let us know. It's like in Heat magazine when they do that ridiculous waste of paper where they just print celebrities that people have seen doing a thing. So get involved in that. This is coming. John, spotted. David Attenborough. Shouting, I'm done! As he walks along the Thames, swigging from a tube of squeezy cheese. It's come in from Paul this afternoon. Thank you very much, Paul. That's who Paul spotted. Cornelius, what have you got?
Fingers Wakely says he's spotted. Meatloaf, Bonnie Langford, and Nigel Farage singing carols in Paddington train station.
Paul Jones has sent a message using the contact form at talkradio.co.uk/contact. He's spotted.
Spotted.
Leslie Grantham, outside a branch of PC World, insisting that he didn't understand webcams. The late Ian McCaskill. The meteorologist back from the dead wearing a Tinkerbell outfit in Oxford Street McDonald's at 4 a.m. Only this morning. Cornelius?
Spotted. Leona Lewis in the capital trying to find someone to mate with, but is struggling.
Spotted. She's having trouble?
Yeah, in London, trying to find someone to mate with.
Yeah, David Attenborough could help her.
It's not easy finding sex in the city.
It is, though, because you just download it from, like, Netflix or Amazon or something. That's probably where it is. Spotted, John.
Spotted.
The cast of Geordie Shore giving safe sex talks in primary schools. If you've got a celebrity or two that you've spotted.
Spotted.
Then do let us know, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message with a.
Spotted.
Oh, that's it.
right, then it's time to give away some meat. Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon. I am John Holmes of this parish. And we are moving into the realm of quiz. On the line to play a game of band or name of one of Santa's elves is Hannah. Good afternoon, Hannah.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, Hannah. Fine, thank you. You?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. What are you... let's do some, you know, chit-chat. What are you up to, Hannah?
I've just been doing some Christmas shopping, trying to get it all done for the family. But alas, I've just kind of failed and bought myself more presents.
What did you buy?
Jumpers, you know, getting in the Christmas knitwear season. Yep. A hideous Christmas jumper which lights up, because you always need one of those.
Yes. That's it, is it? That's as far as you've got?
That's as far as I've got, yeah, pretty much. It's not being productive.
Not really, no. But look, here's a good thing. If you do well in this quiz, you could win some meat, and that would make an ideal Christmas gift.
You know what? I reckon that's exactly what my mum's always wanted.
I think so. Your choice, Hannah, is of chicken, beef or lamb, or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday!
Or a Christmas pudding.
Because it's the week before Christmas week.
Or a box of organic veg. Because we're not racist. That's your choice of gift. Should you win big in today's quiz, band or name of one of Santa's elves, which would you choose?
I think, because it is the week before Christmas, I'm going to have to go for that Christmas pudding.
Okay, okay, good. That's what you're playing for.
Week before Christmas week.
Week before Christmas week. What do you... I've got to ask you, Hannah, what do you do?
I am a music student at the moment.
A music student? All right, okay. All right, then. No wonder you bought a musical Christmas jumper, then. Is that right? Did you say play music, or did it just light up?
No, just lights up. I should have got one which plays music.
Yeah. Could have revised with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, look, what's your knowledge of Santa's elves and like?
I know some of them,
yeah.
But we'll see how it is.
Okay.
When it comes to band names.
But as a music student, of course, lots of band names you will be an expert in, so...
We'd like to hope so.
Yeah. All right, well, we're going to play band or Santa's elf. You're playing against Paid Intern Cornelius.
Hiya.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
And Asprod Cass, who is through the
miserable window.
Because she's permanently angry. Now she's ill and it's made her twice as bad. She's going to be keeping score. So if you're ready, here we go with a game of band or name of one of Santa's elves. Alphabetical order. That means Cornelius versus Hannah. Hannah first. So here we go, Hannah. Alabaster Snowball. Name of one of Santa's elves. This, by the way, is according to the official Lapland Santa elf list. I should point that out.
There's no other
there
source
is no other,
for me.
No,
yeah.
Source.
I'm going to go with elf for
is
that one.
Absolutely right. Alabaster Snowball is correct. That's a good start. He is the administrator of the Naughty and Nice list. There you go.
Oh, very important role.
Yeah. Rose Snowball. Cornelius.
Elf.
He's a band. It's a thrash metal band. Ah.
Really?
Yes. Snowy White. Band or elf?
Elf.
Is a band. Snowy White. Albatross was his big hit, of course. Snowy White. I think he played with Thin Lizzy, didn't he? Bushy Evergreen. Cornelius.
Band.
Elf.
Really?
Yeah, Bushy Evergreen was the inventor of the magic toy-making machine, according to Santa's Lapland list.
There you go. He's dead now, though, isn't he?
No. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Band or elf?
It's got to be an elf, doesn't it?
No, they're a Christian pop group. Oh, Merry Christmas. Sugar Plum Mary, Cornelius.
Well, I know that's an elf.
It is an elf. Head of Sweets.
Sweets, yeah, I knew that. Yeah. I'd say that.
Merry Tinsel. Band or elf?
Elf.
No, glam rock band, I'm afraid. Glam rock band. Oh. Gita Sparkle. Gita Sparkle.
Elf.
No, electro band from Quebec in Canada. Gita. Gary Glitter.
A musician band?
Yeah. Among other things, yeah. Pepper Mini Sticks. Band or elf?
Elf.
Is an elf, yeah, Peppermint Stitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the guardian of the secret of Santa's village.
Yeah, I know, I was just about to say, can you let me finish?
All right. Shinny Upper Tree. Shinny Upper Tree.
Elf?
Yes, it's the oldest elf in Santa's village, that is. Sparkle Horse.
Band.
It's a band, yeah, yeah, very good. One Horse Open Sleigh. One Horse Open Sleigh.
Band?
No, elf. One Horse Open Sleigh is in charge of reindeer maintenance. It's difficult to say this next one. It's like Izzy, but with a J. Baubles.
Well, I don't think they're going to put that on that website. So I'm going to say band.
Yeah, it's a rapper. Yeah. Izzy with the J Baubles is a rapper. That's right. Legolas. Band or elf?
Elf.
Yes. Tell me where from for 25 bonus points.
Lord of the Rings.
Yes, 25 bonus points.
Good. Yeah, is he one of Santa's elves?
Doesn't matter. That was the bonus question. Poison Ivy.
Band.
Yes.
Do I get bonus points?
No.
Well, that hardly seems fair.
Buddy Holly.
Band.
Yes.
From Elf.
And finally, 10-foot Tannenbaum. 10-foot Tannenbaum.
Tannenbaum means Christmas tree, I believe, in German.
German, yeah.
So 10-foot. Yeah, I'm going to go for band.
Is a right answer. Yeah. They're from Colorado. Right, let's go to Ask Broadcast. She's through the glass. Do we need to fire up the system? Mm-hmm. Or have we got time to fire up the system?
Depends. Is Sam in the room?
All right, fair enough. Let's fire up the system then, if you want to.
Sorry, we'll just use a bit of the system.
All right, fine. Stop coughing, Cass! Horrible.
Sorry.
Hannah, we've just fired up the system to work out your score.
Perfect.
Okay. Just hang on with us just for a moment. It's a very slow system, but you are playing for a come on system. Come on! Oh, there you're in. Playing for a Christmas pudding. Okay, let's just input the data into the system. Oh. Yeah. Mm. What's wrong with the system?
Seen something.
Yeah. Sorry, how do you spell Hannah? Hannah, is it palindromic?
It is palindromic.
Palindromic. How do you spell dromic?
DROIMC.
Oh, got an email.
That's droimic.
Alright, just print it off.
Yeah, good. Quite a slow printer, Hannah. Right. Yeah. Here it comes. Just printing out now. Here we go. Nearly done. Nearly there. There it is.
Oh.
Right, so we're looking for a score. Hannah needs to score highly to win herself a Christmas pudding.
Okay, so Con got 6.
You sound very ill.
Yeah, I know. All right. I feel very ill. Right. Can I finish?
Yeah.
And Hannah got 29.
29, that means she's won a pudding! She's won
so
a pudding!
So close.
Hannah, congratulations.
Thank you.
You've won a Christmas pudding.
Oh, the dream.
I know.
That's
Roddy, that's Hannah playing a game of band or name of Christmas elf. Sam Delaney is with us.
These train strikes, which is, you know, like the ins and outs of that are actually quite boring. But all you really need to know is this is much bigger than train strikes. This is the first battle in a war that will last generations of man versus machine.
Yes.
Because actually what it is a fight to stop computers taking jobs previously occupied by human beings.
Right, yep.
And that is the battle now in the world of railways, but it will be the battle in pretty much everyone's area of work.
Mark Carney said as much a while ago.
He said it, and just a week later, he's been proved right.
Yes, he has.
So what do we do about the onward march of the computers and machines who are stealing our jobs? That's one of the questions.
Unplug them.
Unplug them. Well, you could try that, but they'll just build news. Because the problem is, the human beings, the ones in control, the Illuminati, call them what you will, they want the machines to win because it makes them more money because they don't have to pay unreliable and expensive humans like you, Con.
Yeah.
You are days away from... John is having talk radio in our development laboratories underneath this building. He has been had them working for weeks and weeks on Con 2.0, which is a machine.
Is that why I had to go into that studio and record I Can't Get My Head Around It into that, a microphone?
That's right, yeah. That's,
so he's building, he's having your replacement built.
Yeah, but the bad news is, what we've learned is that nothing is cheaper than Con. So,
even a metal box with wires in charges more.
Yeah, it's true.
A tape recorder.
So there we go. All right, that's good. That's that then.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, fine. Sander Laney with you next from 4 o'clock on Drive here on Talk Radio. We're back tomorrow 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon.
It's turkey time on Talk Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm just a big kid and I love Christmas so much.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.